pH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria, wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket Shock brand from HTH. Socket, the bacteria and algae.
Centennial's huge 4th of July sale. Centennial Fine Wine and Spirits. Let the fireworks...
Connected on America's most reliable wireless network. So hurry in for the hot summer savings now through July 3rd. Stop by your local Verizon Wireless Communications store or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. $175 cancellation and $15 activation fee applied per line. Airtime and service fees apply to both users.
We sort through the wreckage that is the Mavericks roster on Ticket Sports Saturday. I'm Rich Phillips, and Kevin Scott and I will be with you today from noon to 6. We'll get the Phoenix perspective on the signing of Steve Nash and try to figure out what's in the future for the Mavericks now. Rangers shortstop Michael Young will join us in advance of their 6 o'clock start in Houston. We'll talk auto racing with NASCAR driver Kenny Wallace at 12:30. And don't forget your chance to sound off with Tell Those Idiots at 5:30. It's Ticket Sports Saturday today from noon to 6.
Ticket Sports Saturday.
www.theticket.com. Dallas-Fort Worth's ticket.
Your Texas Rangers have now dropped two straight and sit at 2-3 on this current 14-game road trip after losing to Houston last night. This ticket brought to you by Man's Best Friend and the Slalom Shop. Texas trailed 5-3 in the top of the eighth when outfielder David DeLucci sneaked one over the right field wall to tie the game up at 5, but DeLucci is still bummed about the end result.
I tied it up. I didn't put us ahead, and I knew it was going to be a dogfight all the way to the end. It's a great offensive ball club over there, and I felt a little more comfortable if I'd put us up, but it was a tie, and I knew that they had the opportunity to come back and hit with their sluggers in the lineup.
Relief pitcher Carlos Almanzar picked up the loss, surrendering the game-winning two-run shot from Astros third baseman Morgan Insberg in the bottom of the eighth as the Rangers fall 7-5. Today, Ricardo Rodriguez takes the hill at 6:05 at Minute Maid Park. Tonight's his first start as a Ranger. 17-year-old Maria Sharapova today beat Serena Williams to capture her first Grand Slam title, taking straight sets 6-1 and 6-4. And at the Cialis Western Open, Steve Lowry is holding on to a one-shot lead at 7-under over Matt Gogel. Today, Lowry is 1-under through two holes. Tiger Woods through 9 today is shooting 3-under for the day. And today, Lance Armstrong begins his quest for a sixth straight Tour de France win. This ticket ticker brought to you by Albertsons. Stop by Albertsons today and save on Blue Ribbon brand whole boneless ribeye cut and wrapped free steaks. Just $4.99 a pound. Savings are good through July 5th. Albertsons helping make your life easier. Our next ticket ticker comes up at 10:10 with Ty Walker. I'm Sean Bass reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box Saturday mornings 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Live and naked from the knees down. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
9:51 on The Ticket, T-Box winding down. Happy 4th to everybody. I'll be watching fireworks tonight.
Play some golf this weekend.
Yeah, go support the local courses. They got pounded by the rain, and they could use your money. And you need a break. Get out there and go play, even if it's only 9 holes.
Get away from the family, just play a little bit. Or take the family out with you.
Or not. Next week we'll be down at White Bluff. And we'll be promoting the Texas State Open, which will begin on Sunday at Pro-Am. I think there's a practice day on Saturday.
You got a pick?
For the Texas State Open? I haven't gone through my sheet yet. I want to thank Jason and MR and Sean Bass for being a part of the show.
We always try to pick something for all the big tournaments.
Well, I need to look at the list. I don't have the entry forms yet, so we'll do that. And joining us in studio right now is maybe the hardest working guy at the station, Tommy Daniels.
Good morning, T-Box, my favorite weekend show.
And a special guest. You want to introduce him?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you would, please give a warm welcome, a warm ticket welcome to one of the successful people to come out of the Dream Job competition, the one and only Kelly Milligan.
Gosh, thanks.
Plano Zone, right?
Plano Zone, that's right.
Now, I'm sorry to say I didn't follow a lot of it, but how high did you go?
I was in the final 6 out of the 10 or 11 or however many thousand people who did the thing.
You know when I got out of it? When I saw who was judging. You come on, look at a Kornheiser and some spare athlete.
Kid Hoover.
Yeah. Kelly, what do you do for a living normally? Are you in radio?
It depends on how you define living. I've been an attorney for 12 years, but I've wanted to be anything else for 11 and a half.
Really?
So this is just sort of the...
What kind of attorney?
Labor and employment, a little bit of litigation. Anymore, I'll pretty much sue anything that moves.
Attaboy.
I've become a shark.
So you got top six. Did you feel like you ended where you thought you would, or did you get hosed a little bit?
Yeah, I got hosed.
Really?
Well, and, you know, there are people connected with the show that said that. What they wanted was to target the younger demographic. They got all the 38-year-old white guys they need watching the network. So when it came time to pick the final four, even though the show had been billed as an opportunity for someone who missed their calling to realize a dream, we wound up with three college kids and a hippie. It was like a Scooby-Doo episode.
So why didn't they just do that in the beginning? Why didn't they just, like a casting call, they just skew low?
Hey, good question, and I'm not sure why they did it. But, you know, they kept changing the concept of the show. At one point, they were going to make it like a reality program with everybody living together in a house in New York.
Mm.
And I think you could tell when you look at the personalities of some of the people on the show that they were gunning for a little bit of that real-world-style conflict. Then at the last minute, they junked that and just turned it into kind of a game show. And I don't know, the dynamic was weird. It probably was not that compelling a watch if you weren't connected with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not surprised when I hear people say they missed it.
So aside from getting the exclusive engagement next to Tommy Daniels from 10 to noon on Saturdays, has anything else opened up for you since you've been on the show?
Yeah, done a little bit of voiceover work on the strength of what people heard on Dream Job. Did some play-by-play for a small network this past season. And, you know, feelers come and go. The problem I have is I want to break into radio, but I'm living in the fifth biggest market in the country, and I'm 38. I'm not really in a position to, like, pack up and move to, you know, Paducah, Kentucky or something.
That is an issue.
Yeah, it is.
That is. But you'll find that radio is a whole lot easier.
Well, you know,
I mean, you could dress like us and not care and...
Well, you know, exactly. I mean, I can't dress the way I'm dressed this morning for your average Monday through Friday gig.
Right.
It felt good to put on a really hideous Hawaiian shirt and just kind of, you know, roll in.
So a lot of HSOs today, a lot of what?
Well, first of all, let me ask you boys, because this is something we'll dive into a little bit, but we talked about it a little during our show prep meeting there. What about Tiger? I mean, coming out this
week. He's black.
Well, besides that, do you think, now, I took it as he's finally starting to admit he has a problem.
Right.
Sort of like an alcoholic admitting, okay, you know what, I've got a problem.
He's in gay A, Golf Anonymous.
So what does this mean? And if Tiger Woods, the greatest golfer on the face of the earth, and I think he still is, I think his game's still there, it's just for whatever reason.
Now, why do you say he's the greatest golfer on earth right now?
Because...
Because he makes cuts? I'll give him that.
No, not just...
He's not the best player in the world right now.
Well, okay, but you know what? I think the talent's still there. I just think he's not showing it right now.
You might say that, but week in and week out, if I had to pick somebody to win every week, I'm still picking him.
Well, you're all in denial. I mean, so is he. I mean, he hasn't won in 9 months.
Yeah, but Rick, the streak of 7 out of 11, that's no fluke. I'm not saying
the
greatest golfers on the planet right now.
No, I'm not saying his past performance wasn't stellar. I'm saying right now he's not even top four.
All of that happened before he was married. He's got other things on his mind.
Not married yet.
Oh, aren't they married?
No.
Well, might as well be.
I've been saying that all year, that this is not the year that golf is a priority for Tiger, and if he would have just come out and said it at the beginning of the year, said, look, man, I got other things on my mind. This is not my year that I'm gonna set the world on fire. I'm going to try to win every time I get out there, but... Give me a year off.
I think this is better for the game anyway. Frankly, I got sick of having nothing but saturation coverage of Tiger every weekend.
Sort of.
I like
sort of
good.
He needs to contend for it to still be good.
And he hasn't really been in contention in the first two majors. So.
Well, where would golf be right now if it wasn't for Phil Mickelson? Because that's the whole story. You know, even though Tiger sucked, you know, at the last couple, you know, big tournaments. You know, at least Phil was competitive, and that was the whole story.
Well, but you know what? It doesn't matter, because last year we had Sean McKeel and Ben Curtis win in the last two majors, and it didn't matter. It was still exciting.
Yeah, but it was exciting to us, but was it exciting to anybody else? I mean, did the average fan, were they tuning in to see Sean McKeel on the weekend?
No. But, I mean, you need Tiger in contention, but he is not the best player right now. He can make some amazing shots just to save par, because he's in the, you know, in the cabin.
You know who he's starting to turn out to be? Seve Ballesteros.
Oh, that's harsh.
Well, no, this is before Ballesteros totally lost.
Yeah, when Ballesteros was the best in the world, and he was best in the world for a while,
right?
He never hit a drive straight. He never. He was always in the middle of crap.
Parking lot.
He'd make some amazing up and downs from everywhere, and it was the fun part of watching Seve. And it's kind of the same thing with Tigers. Like, you're almost rooting for him not to put the ball in the fairway so you can see what he's going to do next to try to get make par.
Well, first of all, in order to be greatness and get back to where he was, he's got to play more tournaments. And I would personal feeling, and I might be completely...
He's not playing any less or more than he usually does.
Well, yeah, but you know what, Rick, I guarantee you he was playing more golf before he met the hot little hottie. He's probably not spending as much time now playing golf as he was before.
Oh, you're talking about practicing, yeah.
I mean,
the tournaments, it's not the same.
Yeah, but isn't he playing kind of off the beaten track? I mean, the Dubai Open, the thing that he does in
that.
Germany, yeah.
He didn't play Germany this year. Yeah, he didn't play Dubai either. I don't think he played Dubai.
I think he played Dubai.
He did not play Dubai this year.
I don't think he did. So, yeah, well, what would you rather be doing?
Well,
laying low with Ellen or...
You know what? A happy medium of both.
Trying to save par from a bunker. I mean, you know.
Hey, if I
actually
put him
did
in,
play Dubai.
I put him in the same category with Michael Jordan. Okay, Jordan was continued to play at that same level, and he was married. So I don't know if I buy the whole marriage thing as a downfall. I just think that, A, you know, he finally, you know, maybe got away from the game a little bit, and he found it that, you know, if you don't practice as much, cause, hell, go skip playing tennis for a year if you're a tennis player, or go, whatever you do, if you're a bowler, I don't know, just don't play for a while, or don't practice for a while, and I don't care who you are. You're not going to be as good as you were. And I think the one thing about Tiger before is, and I've heard you say this many times, is he had that schedule, that regimen that he just lived by, and I don't think he's doing it anymore. And I'm sure the hot chick has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm not a big Tiger fan, but I love it when Tiger's in the hunt.
You know what?
I was talking about it.
It legitimizes a win by somebody else. Like, if you're Sean McKeel or something like that, the Tiger's like 30th place.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if he comes in second, third, then you go, wow, you beat somebody.
Thing, that's what you take away from Vijay Singh being one of the best players in the world. He never plays well when Tiger's in the field.
Yeah.
He never plays well when Tiger's in the field. He only wins when Tiger's not in the field, and you can't put him as the best player on earth for that right now.
So this is a big audition for you?
I don't know. We'll see. You know, if this isn't a
complete... Now, how does this work out? Did you call up Jeff Catlin, or how does this all fly?
I kind of know Reiner a little bit. Talked to him, asked if there might be any hope in hell for me, and he said, well, give the cat man a call. And so I did. And it was probably like May sometime when I talked to him.
Very cool.
So here we are.
So we'll give it a try. We'll see what happens.
You guys got a name yet for the show? Anything?
Yeah, the name of the show is We're Not the Rant.
Ah, the anti-rant. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anyone to promote?
Mix with you.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's great. I mean, I'm seriously, I love the show on the weekend. I wanted to ask you, or both of you guys can comment on this. Phil, I saw Phil is playing in the Scottish Open this coming week.
Yeah.
Is that going to be a trend for Phil now, like the week before, you know, the U.S. Open, he goes and he plays Shinnecock that whole week? Is he going to, you know, start to do that where the week before a major, he just goes and hangs around that course or that type of course?
Most guys do.
Do they?
Most guys will play theirs up. Course in Loch Lomond or something like that. They have the Scottish Open.
Yeah,
a lot of guys will go over. Tiger will fly probably right from this tournament right out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is Lear.
I'm excited, man. British Open coming up. I'm predicting number two for Phil.
Least favorite of my four to watch.
I know, but
the only good news about the British Open for us is it's on during our show
and it's over at noon.
So we'll be able to give live updates and everything while we're on. That's kind of fun.
But it's the biggest beating as far as tournaments go.
Have you seen the TV coverage yet? Are they going to give it a lot of TV coverage this year? Like starting in the morning and running.
Yeah, they usually do. So it's on ESPN or ABC.
ABC this year, I think.
It's always ABC.
Yeah.
It's the only major they get.
Cool.
That's a terrible golf network. Boy.
I wonder who the analyst will be that week.
Ian Baker Finch, bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, if it's not on NBC, it's not greatness, because I just love
Johnny Miller. No, CBS is pretty good.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you Nance, but if Johnny Miller's not throwing out his HSOs...
I think Jim Nance is as solid as he is. He's the least interesting part of that telecast.
But you know what?
All he does is promote upcoming shows.
He's soothing, though.
Murder, She Wrote.
I miss Barry White music opening the telecast on ABC and those big jet shots of the fairway. Peter Alice on the 14th green.
Peter Alice has something.
Yeah, always has.
I wish I had an accent. Instant credibility in golf. You got an accent,
what?
You're there.
Move to England, you'll have one.
It worked for Madonna.
That's a good point. All right, boys, we'll be listening. Good luck. Good luck
Thank
with
you.
Your audition today, Kelly.
Thank
nice seeing you. And up next, the Not Rant. On
or
Sports
not
Radio.
Rant.
Whatever.
Yeah.
On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good enough.
This
The Ticket, KGTK, Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK, Sherman-Denison, KTDK, Sanger. The following is a KTCK sports presentation.
On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The name of the show, we really don't have one.
We kind of had to make it up on the fly.
The name of the show is We're Not the Rant, and we will be here 10 to noon today. By the way, the voice you just heard right there, in case you missed the mingle, mix and mingle with T-Box, is one and only Kelly Milligan. Kelly?
How you doing there, Tommy?
Doing very good. Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is great to be here. I view this as sort of the culmination of my efforts to escape the legal profession.
Now, Kelly is actually an attorney by trade, but Kelly made his name recently by being one of the contestants on Dream Job and did very, very well. As you mentioned a few moments ago, 6 out of 10?
Well, yeah, 6 out of 12. Actually, 6 out of 10,000 if you want to go all the way back to the start of the auditioning process.
It's incredible.
Well, I don't know about incredible. I still want to lose.
Do you have pictures of Stuart Scott or something, or what?
Hey, I got pictures with Stuart Scott.
Do you really?
Oh,
I
yeah.
bet you that's sexy.
Yeah, Stuart Scott, for as much as the guy gets trashed by people who watch his network, and I'm tempted to do it, too. I really don't need SportsCenter or any Bonics. Bottom line, he's still a pretty good guy, and I got to know him fairly well, and I like him.
Is his eye uncomfortable to you?
Well, yes.
Come on, Dave. You saw it up
bad.
Is he like...
It's like being around a chick with an unbelievable chest. You don't want to stare at it because you don't want to get in trouble for staring at it, but you can't look at anything else.
It's like being around a hot chick that has a mustache.
Kind of like that. You know, we're playing the Fact or Fiction segment on one of the episodes, and you know, we're clowning backstage, and it's like, all right, Stuart, the question, glass or lazy? No one dared to ask it, but we were all thinking it.
Come on, Cal. I mean, think about how, what a big name you would have made then, because for sure, he would have punched you. And then it would have been just like the Chris Jim Rome thingy, you know. I can't remember his name, Chris.
Yeah, but you know, that would not have done anything for my subsequent efforts to get hired. So, you know, I guess I viewed that, pragmatically speaking, as the wrong way to go.
So, how did it feel to you whenever they told you? Were you totally devastated when you found out you were done?
Devastated? No, and I'll tell you why. I kind of saw it coming. For one thing, is this mic on? I can barely hear myself.
No, you're fine. Good. You just need to turn up your headphones. That's
well,
one.
Maybe that's what I need to do.
Radio One School here, and that's fine. We handle things.
Like I said, I didn't come to this from the technical side of things. No, devastated, no. I'll tell you what, the show was not really all that live. They taped segments of it, and then they ran it at 9 o'clock to make it look live.
Mm-hmm.
And when they did the sports quiz early on in the day, they set it up so that Casey Stern, who also got cut the same night as me,
right,
wound up looking like a complete idiot. They gave him questions so that he got 1 out of 5 right. He knew more about sports than anyone on the program. It was pretty clear from the get-go that they were setting it up because they wanted the 4 people that subsequently wound up in the finals.
Now, you've had some experience doing this whole thing. I mean,
a little bit, yeah.
Was there a lot of people? I mean, was the majority of the people out there that were doing that, like, you know, maybe college DJs or college TV people?
Well, you couldn't be on the program if you'd ever taken a dollar for being on TV or radio.
Okay.
So you had to be strictly amateur. And, you know, when I did my first open audition in Houston, the process that started it all, I remember going into a room with 11 kids from Sam Houston State University and some dude that managed a GNC store down there. So that was kind of your typical competition. And out of the thousands of people that showed up, most of them were, quite candidly, folks that just had a dream and really wanted to do this but didn't have anything else. So, you know, that I made it past the first couple rounds didn't really shock me. I was, you know, a little surprised, pleasantly
so. You're a little bit, you know what, and I'm not saying this in a bad way. You're a little bit cocky, but you have to be a little bit cocky to do what you did.
Absolutely. You got to be a little cocky to be a trial lawyer. I mean, if you want to do anything in life well, you've got to go into it with the attitude that you can do it well.
Just don't get cocky right here, okay?
Well, I'll get the hell beat out of me.
No.
I know that.
Hey, welcome. It's good to have you. It's 10:07 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. That's Kelly Milligan. Give it up for him. One of the final contestants there on Dream Job. He's going to be hanging out here this morning. The Ram has the weekend off. My name is Tommy Daniels, and coming up next, stop that. Coming up next, it's been a crazy week for the Dallas Mavericks in the NBA, and we'll dive into a little bit of that and a little Krzyzewski talk and a whole lot more. Next with you here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This is the Ticket, Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports station, established in 1994. 10 years of talking ticket to users. The Hardline, Fake Jerry, Bad Radio, Quick Hit, Wild Ass Circus, Sweet Grego, The Incredible P1, The Interrupter, The Old Gray Wolf, 2 Minute Drill, Jub Jub, Junior, Muse in the New, Gordo's Corner, Mickey's Ranch Report, Picks of the Pole, Homer Call of the Week, The Throwdown, Cobra, Snake, Cobra, Ticket Ticker, Rivy Paul, Ticket Up Your Tailpipe, Captain Doodoo, The Overcusser, Norm's Dad Joke, The Rams, The Elf, The Ticket Time Wasters.
How do Norwich tankless water heaters work?
Norwich water heaters work on demand. They only heat water when necessary. When a hot water fixture is open or a hot water is required by an appliance, the heater will sense the demand and heat water accordingly.
What's the difference between a storage tank water heater and a tankless water heater?
Tank water heaters store and heat water at all times, thus incurring higher operating costs, whereas tankless water heaters only heat water as needed. In addition, tank heaters have a limited supply of hot water, while tankless heaters provide an unlimited supply of hot water.
How much money can be saved if a Norwich tankless water heater is used in place of a storage tank?
The California Energy Commission estimates that a water heater uses approximately 25% of all energy consumed by any household. Using a Norwich tankless water heater will allow a home to use up to 50% less energy for water heating, which can cost up to hundreds of dollars per year. Now that you know the facts, log on to NorritzAmerica.com for info on how you can own your own Norritz. That's NORITZAmerica.com. Norritz, always hot.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you're hit by a salesperson promoting whatever they have in stock, then the sales manager, then the finance department, and along the way, everyone wants a piece of the deal that really wasn't such a great deal to begin with. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH. Socket, to bacteria and algae.
People do crazy stuff. They turn up driving a car they've reported stolen. They claim the same repair on the same car two or three times over. Keep a neck brace in the glove box.
Dominic Bianco investigates fraud for the Allstate Insurance Company.
But it's the big timers you really develop a hunger for. Clinics that claim millions for phony medical treatment. Auto theft rings that export stolen cars on cargo ships. They're the kind of cases where the paper chase takes years of meticulous work.
Last year, Dominic's unit uncovered an estimated $300 million in insurance fraud.
We sued one clinic for $15 million. Keeping a lid on fraud helps us keep a lid on what you pay for insurance.
Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And wherever good people are keeping an eye on things.
APR fees and payment terms provided with each advance and available from communities.
On the ticket.
Hello, Kia's there to compare hotline. How can we help?
I just got back from test driving a Toyota Sienna, and I need a quick comparison between the Sienna and the Kia Sedona, and I haven't got a lot of time.
Why?
I'm in the bathroom at a Toyota dealership. I told them I wasn't feeling well.
Yes, I know the feeling. Have you got something to write on?
Yeah, here's some paper right here.
The Kia Sedona has a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, V6 engine, 5-star safety rating.
Hold on. It's hard to write on this.
Power windows, locks, and mirrors. And here's the big one. That's almost $2,300 less than the Sienna.
Oh, my gosh. I got to get out of here.
Okay, is there a window in there?
No.
Then you'll have to make a run for
it. Okay, I'm going.
Did you wash your hands?
Yes. No.
Forget it. Just go.
Test drive the Sedona and see why nothing else compares. Buy one now and get $2,000 cash back plus a $1,000 owner loyalty bonus. Visit your 7 local Kia retailers today.
Comparison based on 21230 MSRP of 2004 Sedona LX, 23485 MSRP of 2004 Toyota NC. Interest rate excludes tax and title license options and retailer charges. Actual prices set by retailer. Cashback from Kia Motors America. Loyalty bonus available to customers who currently in Kia. Offer ends 7504. See Kia.com for warranty and incentive details.
The Ticket.
Later today in Houston, it's the Texas Rangers playing Game 2 of their 3-game set with the Astros. This ticker brought to you by CarMax and Centennial Liquor Stores. Texas will send Ricardo Rodriguez to the mound for his first start of the season. Houston goes with rookie Jeremy Griffiths. Rangers have lost 4 of their last 6. First pitch tonight at Minute Maid Park set for 6:05. You can catch the game on Fox Sports Net. 17-year-old Maria Sharapova outplayed at 2-time defending champ Serena Williams in straight sets to win the women's title at Wimbledon. She becomes the first Russian to win a Wimbledon singles title, the third youngest woman in women's champion in history. And Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski spending the long weekend to talk to his family and evaluate the L.A. Lakers' lucrative contract offer. Coach K reportedly been offered a 5-year, $40 million deal by the Lakers. Our next ticket ticker at 10:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Ty Walker reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the Ticket Weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's an extended 4th of July weekend, and we're broadcasting the Ticket Family Barbecue live this Monday. Brought to you by Red Stripe, North Main Barbecue, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
10:14 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Tommy Daniels, Kelly Milligan.
And we are not the Rant.
No, we are not the Rant. The Rant is the weekend off. It's a holiday weekend, so Gordo and Corby and Dave Lane, they're probably hanging out somewhere by the pool. Enjoying
good,
the weekend.
They enjoy it.
They should. It's the holiday weekend. Kelly and I are filling in. As he mentioned, we are not the Rant. We do have something to tease, though. Coming up at 10:30, we'll visit with the Houston Astros play-by-play voice of radio, the one and only, the great Milo Hamilton, will join us at 10:30. Pretty big weekend series going down in Houston.
It'll be interesting to get Milo's take on that and also the status of the team he's working for. Houston
yeah,
is
what
on
the hell's
the
wrong with
now.
Yeah.
Why aren't they in first place?
I don't know. We'll save that for Milo.
Let's do.
Let's talk a little NBA here for a moment, if we could, Cal. Obviously, the week has been crazy for this Mavericks team as well as the rest of the league. Let me get your thoughts, first of all, on Mike Krzyzewski. Did you ever think that you would hear not just talk of Dirk being traded for Shaq, but now we've got Mike Krzyzewski, and the talk of Mike Krzyzewski leaving Duke, to me, is just unheard of.
It would have been unheard of 10 years ago. You look at the way college basketball has changed. You look at the way that Coach K has succeeded at Duke and everything he's accomplished. It's like this, Tommy. In life, if you want to get ahead, do things, you've got to take some risks.
Right.
You've got to go to Pamplona and run with the Bulls. You've got to have unprotected intercourse with the mistress of the cracked end. You've got to do something crazy if you want big things to happen. So that's why maybe you consider leaving the safety and security of Duke and going to the glitz of the L.A. Lakers.
And I say this. I think if you take a look at all the young players that you have in the NBA today, hell, he's going to be coaching some college sophomores, freshmen, and juniors anyway.
Yeah,
right?
They're getting paid legally now.
Sure.
It's not under the table.
Sure. He's used to that.
No, it makes absolute sense. It's been frustrating for Coach K. I mean, think about it. He had Luol Deng for all of a year. He's gone now.
Mm-hmm.
He has, Sean Livingston leave before the season even starts, decides to go in the draft. It used to be that Duke was one of the few schools that didn't lose its players after a year or two. Mm-hmm. Then starting with Elton Brand and then Corey Maggette, now Duke is no different than anywhere else. You can talk about the tradition and the majesty of Duke, but people are going and staying a year and leaving, and he's in the same position as every other college coach.
Okay, so you go to the NBA and you get your $40 million. You take that, you're taking that, the thing about it is, though, it's guaranteed money.
Yes.
But you are taking that risk because at Duke, you're going nowhere. I mean, he could stay at Duke, what's he, 57 now?
Yeah.
He could stay at Duke until he's 72 if he wants. They're not going to fire Mike Krzyzewski at Duke.
No, but he's also never going to make the kind of money that he will make going to the
NBA. But is it all about the money?
Well, if it is for me,
okay, maybe
yeah.
for you. But with Coach K, you know, do you take your $40 million? See, here's the thing, and I'll look at John Calipari as an example here. Okay, he leaves a pretty good program, comes to the NBA, unsuccessful. Agree?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, before he came to the NBA, and I'm not trying to put, you know, Coach K in the same breath with John Calipari. But do you think that maybe there's got to be at least in the back of Mike Krzyzewski's mind somewhere saying, okay, you know, at Duke, I know I'm always going to get the players. We're always going to have a talented team. Even if we don't win a national championship, we're always going to be competitive. Now he all of a sudden goes to the NBA. You're going to lose the greatest game, maybe the greatest guy to ever play the game in Shaquille O'Neal. It's arguable. You want to say, some say Jordan, some say Wilt, whatever. It's your argument. Well, that's not the point here.
We digress.
You're going to lose one of the greatest players to ever play the game in Shaquille O'Neal.
Well,
there's no guarantees. There's no guarantee you're going to have Kobe, although it seems to me that this coach is handpicked by Kobe.
Yeah, quite possibly. But really, I think we're having two discussions here. The discussion of can Coach K succeed with the Lakers is one thing, and I don't think he can. I don't think this is a guy who was cut out to coach in the pros.
Why?
I don't think he's going to be any better than a lot of other college to pro head coaches at putting up with the egos that he's going to have to deal with. Granted, he gets rid of Shaq, but he is still going to have Kobe. Kobe is not the most humble man on the planet. Heck, Derek Fisher, there are reserves in the NBA making more than any coach. And they all bring to the table entourages and bad attitudes and my way or the highway kind of talk. You know, it's no wonder that Rick Pitino did not succeed in the pros to the same level that he did in college. He wasn't prepared to deal with that kind of nonsense, and ultimately he decided it was not worth his time. If you're Coach K, I don't know that you succeed in the NBA. I don't think the guy does. But also, if you're Coach K,
yeah.
what more is there to accomplish at Duke?
Yeah, I said Calipari there.
Yeah.
I meant Pitino. But you know what I'm saying here? The whole thing is, is it the money, the last opportunity, the chance for this guy to make that $40 million, you know, come to the NBA, come to the cream of the crop, the best franchise maybe, and one of the top franchises in professional sports. You talk about the Yankees in baseball, the Cowboys in football, the Lakers in basketball. He's got a chance to step from one of the top college programs, if not the top college basketball program going right now.
Yeah, you hit it.
To the top. In the NBA. But
you put Duke up there with the Lakers and the Yankees.
But the whole thing is the risk of, you know, the failure. To me, that would be the greatest thing. See, even Michael Jordan, as great as he is, I'll use this as an example. As great as Jordan is at the NBA, he wanted to give baseball a shot. And I know that's a little bit different because that's leaving his sport.
Because he was gambling. I mean, that is a little different.
Well, but I think some of it was the challenge, too. Don't you agree? I mean, just
yeah.
maybe some of the challenge of, hey, I'm the greatest guy at this sport. I know I can do this. Now I want to see if I can do this.
And, you know,
maybe with Coach K, is the point you brought up, which was a very valid one and a good one, you know, what if he goes to the NBA and he fails?
Well, he still has 3 national championships at the collegiate level that no one can take away from him. He's got a $40 million guaranteed contract. So if he burns out and gets fired, hey, he's kicking it in the Caribbean, and he can still go back to North Carolina and be loved and adored by everybody. And if he wants to go back to the college game a la Pitino, do you think there's a school in the country that wouldn't give him a look?
Okay, would Coach K, would he be making a huge mistake by leaving the greatness of Duke and going to the Lakers? What do you think? Give us a call, 214-787-1310. We've got Jimmy on his cell phone. Jimmy, what do you think? Is Coach K making a huge mistake if he leaves Duke?
I'd be kind of like Barry Switzer. You know, he had a couple national championships at Oklahoma, but when he came to the NFL, he thought that he couldn't tell the highest-paid players what to do.
Well, are you saying that he wouldn't be successful like Switzer? I mean, because Barry Switzer won a championship with the Cowboys.
Yeah, but the team was already pre-built for him.
All right, I'll give you that.
If
you
make the point that he's walking in, Coach K would be walking into a situation where he will be missing at least one, possibly two of the best players in the game.
Right.
You know, that's
what
Kobe gets to stay there.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what? You would think that Kobe would stay there, especially if they deal Shaq. But the thing is, it is right now. There's no guarantees that Kobe's going to stay.
Yeah, but where's Kobe going to go?
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't think he's going to Phoenix, but San Antonio's a possibility.
San Antonio is a possibility.
I mean,
they've
got the room, and not to mention the fact, if he doesn't believe he can win a championship in Los Angeles, you know, he can win one in San Antonio, because if Kobe goes to the Spurs, hand him the title. Because they've got the best player going in the game right now in Tim Duncan.
Yeah, Duncan and Bryant is a frightening prospect. But on the other hand, I think Kobe wants to stay in L.A. because Kobe is an L.A. kind of guy. How bored is that guy going to be in San Antonio?
I don't know.
He's got no reason to leave L.A. if Shaq wants out.
But
he gets the coach he wants.
But if it is true that Kobe is handpicked Mike Krzyzewski, and if he does take the job, I guess it wouldn't make sense for him to leave, right? I mean, why is he gonna handpick his coach and then turn around and leave?
Good point.
Let's go to David. You're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. What's up, David?
Crazy not to take $8 million a year. And even if he was frustrated and or wasn't successful, I think after 2 or 3 years, you know, he could give it up if he wanted to, and they'd probably buy him out of the contract for $2 or $3 million a year right there, and he could always go back to coaching in college if that's indeed what he wanted to do. He'd probably end up going on to a broadcasting career after that. But, and that's all saying, what kills me is everybody's sitting there talking like Shaq's not going to be there in L.A., and I think he may surprise everybody to be there, or they may not deal him.
Well, that's true, too, because, I mean...
They may not be able to deal it.
Well, the thing about it is, if, let's say, you know, Shaq doesn't... He may not want to go to Golden State. I mean, there's a team that could possibly, you know, have the material to make a deal, whether it's straight up or with a third team involved. You know, the Warriors have some good young players, but...
That's worse than playing
go
in France. No, you don't want to go to the Golden State Warriors.
But see, does he still want to, I mean, his wife is coming out and saying, you know, and apparently, you know, he wants to come to Dallas, but does he want to come to Dallas now that Steve Nash isn't here?
Well, that's a moot point. We'll talk about that later.
Wouldn't it be making more sense for him to stay, you know, in Los Angeles if they're bringing Krzyzewski in? Or is the Kobe thing too big of a nightmare?
Well, Shaq has said that he doesn't care whether it's Coach K or who. He doesn't want to stay. He doesn't want to play for Coach K.
I
don't think Shaq and Kobe can work together any longer. You see a little more of it unraveling every season. More sniping in the press, more name-calling, more acrimony. And this year, now that they don't have a title to make everybody feel better, and Shaq's man, Phil Jackson, is gone, there's nothing to keep him in line. He isn't staying.
If he couldn't play for Phil Jackson, one of the most laid-back coaches in sports, he wins, but one of the most laid-back coaches in sports, how's he going to play for Coach K?
Well, I don't know that we ever have to answer that question because, like I said, I don't think there's any way Shaq stays with the Lakers. And, you know, L.A., ridiculous to say this, but L.A. is not big enough anymore for Shaq and Kobe. I think Kobe's going to be the one that stays. I don't know where Shaq's going to go. Don't think it's going to be here, and we'll talk about that. But, you know, that's my take on the deal.
Let's take one more quick phone call. Let's go to Max. You're on a cell phone. What's up, Max?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, with Coach K, you know, I bet a lot of his frustration is just going to be the fact that every time he grooms or gets these decent players, they get from high school or brings them up to be good players in college, they're going to get snapped up right away even before he gets an opportunity to get them in the pros. So, for him going to the pro, you know, to go with the Lakers, it's like the pro basketball is now just a farming system for high school. And, you know, he's going to be ahead of the game there, and everybody's going to want to play for Coach K and pro level.
You know, Max makes a good point. The college game, as I said earlier, has changed. It's now a business just like the NBA. You don't have loyalty to an institution or a school. It's not everybody linking arms and singing the alma mater and celebrating tradition. It's guys coming in, leaving for the big money after a year or two. So he's perpetually on the recruiting treadmill. It's worse now than it ever has been. You got players making shoe deals before they're even out of high school. What's the fun of staying at the college game? And not only that, you aren't making the money at the college game. You are in the NBA.
Yeah, and that's the whole, you know, I guess hole in the wall there, because, you know, let's say you decide to go back to college for your junior or senior year, you know, you're wavering, should I go to the NBA, should I go back to, we'll just use North Carolina as an example. Let's say your junior year, you know, you blow out your knee. Then you're done. You know, you went back to college and you passed on the money and you're done. And that's the reason why these kids, even though, because the way they look at it, well, I can always go back to school and get my education. You know, Emmitt Smith did it, you know, years after he graduated.
It's written into baseball contracts. It's just typical. If you're a high draft pick coming out of high school, there's going
to
be a problem.
You'd be crazy not to. And I guess as much as it makes me mad because I love college basketball, and, I, you know, I look forward to the tournament every year, but how bad was that tournament this year?
It was horrible. And Tommy, I mean, I agree with you. I love what college basketball could be, and I love what it was 10, 15 years ago, but I don't like what it is now. You're not going to see any more guys like Okafor stick around even 3 years because of the fear of injury cheating you out of your millions. You know, that was the McGahee situation.
Uh-huh.
You see what happens when a guy who is ready to play in the pros stays that extra year and his knee snaps like a twig.
We'll get back to the NBA talk, and we've got a whole lot of HSOs on Shaq and where he might end up and is this whole Maverick deal dead. But coming up next, we've got a little interleague series going on down in Houston this weekend, and the voice of the Houston Astros, the radio play-by-play voice, Milo Hamilton, joins us next here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Whoa, Nelly.
The report has just come out that Steve Nash has reached agreement with the Phoenix Suns.
Breaking Mavs news first guarantee.
Nash is gone. And that is one huge chip gone from the Mavericks staff.
Hot sports opinions on our teams in our town from our guys.
I think a year ago when they pursued Jason Kidd, that made him unhappy. I think he's always had a bit of an issue with Cuban.
On the hey, you, sitting there at the computer. Ever attempt to take a long, leisurely shower and run out of hot water just as you got all lathered up? Well, cold showers are a thing of the past with Norris tankless water heaters. Norris tankless water heaters never run out of hot water. They're easy to install, eco-friendly, and energy efficient, so you can save money. The Norris tankless water heater can save up to 50% per month in gas water heating bills. Go to NorrisAmerica.com and check it out. The compact design allows installation virtually anywhere, indoor or out. And Norris is the number one tankless water heater in the world. Don't wait till your next cold shower. Go right now to NorrisAmerica.com and check out the full line of tankless gas water heaters. Norris Corporation is shaping the future of heating water in the United States, and they're committed to providing top-of-the-line products and services to their communities. It's a tankless job, but somebody's got to do it. Go to NorrisAmerica.com and no more cold showers, unless you need one. Norris tankless gas water heaters.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you soon find out it was never a deal at all. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria, wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brand from HTH. Socket, to bacteria and algae.
People do crazy stuff. They turn up driving a car they reported stolen. They claim the same repair on the same car two or three times over. Keep a neck brace in the glove box.
Dominic Bianco investigates fraud for the Allstate Insurance Company.
But it's the big timers you really develop a hunger for. Clinics that claim millions for phony medical treatment. Auto theft rings that export stolen cars on cargo ships. They're the kind of cases where the paper chase takes years of meticulous work.
Last year, Dominic's unit uncovered an estimated $300 million in insurance fraud.
We sued one clinic for $15 million. Keeping a lid on fraud helps us keep a lid on what you pay for insurance.
Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And wherever good people are keeping an eye on things.
On the call.
Must mention the 1550 promise to get the offer. Expires 7/31/04.
I'm Ty Walker. How will things play out today for the Rangers in Houston? We'll talk about that next on the Ticket Ticker.
Thanks to Norit's tankless gas water heaters, you'll never have to take a cold shower or bath again. Think about it. Hot water on demand and never running out. Norit's tankless water heaters are the best. They save space. You don't need the big tank. They save energy. You don't need to heat and reheat the tank. And best of all, you save money. Norit's tankless water heaters are easy to install and environmentally friendly. That's why every home should have one. Stop wasting money heating and reheating a tank full of water. Save money. Get all the endless hot water you need. Never take a cold shower or bath again. Norit's tankless water heaters are number one in the world because supplying continuous flow hot water heating technology to the world is a tankless job. But somebody has to do it. Get your Norit's tankless water heater today. Call 1-866-766-7489. That's 866-766-7489.
It's always hot.
I dedicate my new fragrance, Freedom, to the young men and women of today. One scent for him, one for her.
I remember when I was a kid. School was out, the whole neighborhood would be out playing hide and seek, and it would be late. I don't think I ever felt so free. It's Friday, 5 o'clock. Turn off the computer, the pager, and cell phone. I'm free.
Freedom was dumping my pathetic boyfriend.
Freedom for me, falling in love.
Saturday night, Times Square, there's like people from 100 different countries hanging out, partying. That's freedom.
Freedom's a beach, man.
Finally getting the kids to bed.
Hitting the road on my bike.
Freedom's my state of mind.
Tommy Hilfiger Freedom. For her, for him. A new sound and fragrance.
For more information, call 214-670-7720. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
Texas Rangers and Houston Astros will continue their fight for the Silver Boot later today at Minute Maid Park. This ticker brought to you by Toyota of Dallas and the Slalom Shop. Texas still a half game ahead of the Oakland A's in the American League West, but they have dropped four of their last six contests, including last night's loss to Houston. Ricardo Rodriguez steps into the Rangers rotation for the first time this evening. He's 1-0 with a 2.45 ERA this year. Dallas Mavericks have signed number 5 overall draft pick Devin Harris to a 3-year contract with an option for a fourth. They also agreed to a 6-year, $38 million deal with restricted free agent Marquise Daniels. And the 2004 Tour de France getting underway today with the 6-kilometer prologue, which will be followed by an additional 20 stages over the next 3 weeks. Texas native Lance Armstrong looking to become the first cyclist to ever win that event 6 times. That is your Ticket Ticker. It's a service of Albertsons. Stop by Albertsons today and save on Blue Ribbon brand whole boneless ribeye, cut and wrap free. Just $4.99 a pound. Savings good through July 5th. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. Our next ticker at 10:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Ty Walker reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Ticket Weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ice Bowl, 5 Super Bowl victories, or the birth of Rowdy. Register your vote for the biggest moments in Cowboy history at theticket.com. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
10:35 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Tommy Daniels, Kelly Milligan in for the rant today. And, boy, what a big weekend it is. 4th of July weekend. We've got Ticket Sports Saturday coming up at noon today. Rich and Kevin from noon to 6. But right now, joining us, one of my favorite play-by-play guys in the business. He's been doing it for a long time, and I'm not saying that he's old, but he's darn good. The play-by-play voice on radio of your Houston Astros, the one and only Milo Hamilton. How are you, Milo?
I'm doing just fine, getting ready for a big weekend here, and had a nice crowd last night and rewarded them with a come-from-behind victory, so try to do something on a short homestand here.
Well, Milo, first of all, let me ask you, how come this Saturday game is not part of a Fox doubleheader or at least a noon or 3 o'clock game?
I'm not able to answer that.
That's a shame, though. I mean, we had last Saturday's game was a Fox game. I can't believe with, especially with, you know, the Rangers as well as they're playing and the Astros are draw now on TV, I'm just shocked that they're not on.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know who does their programming or how they select those things, so evidently they thought our game wasn't the game they wanted.
Well, Milo, let's talk about it from your perspective. This is several years now we've had interleague play. You've seen a lot of games in this series, the battle for the boot. Has it ever been, in your opinion, a more compelling series to watch than it's been this year with Houston fighting for the NL Central and the Rangers surprising everybody in the American League?
Well, I think it's probably, although you've got to remember, back in the late 90s, both of these clubs were pretty doggone good. But you didn't have the chance to play home and home like you do now. There was always an interest, I think. But I think had this been 2 months ago, it would have even been more compelling because we'd have been in first place. And now you're battling to just get back to respectability with a club that, for some reason, never hits with men on base. And it's not an exaggeration. You can look it up.
Milo Hamilton, the radio play-by-play voice of the Astros, on here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket, of course, the big series, the Battle of the Boot, going on this weekend down in Houston. Let's talk about that NL Central. You've got St. Louis, it's playing great. You've got the Cubs, which are playing better. Milwaukee's been a big surprise. Gut feeling, we're halfway through this thing now. Who's the best team in the division right now, and who's going to be standing in the end?
Well, the best team now by far is the Cardinals, because they got pitching they never dreamed they were going to have, and you knew they were going to hit with that lineup. And on days they don't get pitching, they cover it up with a lineup that really draws on firepower and scoring a lot of runs. Whether they can hold up, can all those bats stay hot? You've got a half a season to go. We finish our first half with the game tomorrow afternoon with the Rangers. Our club has historically been a second-half team. Have you dug yourself a hole that's too much? The biggest thing now, the big compelling thing now for the Astros is they don't have the Cardinals to catch. They're looking up at several teams. And you can't bet that every team above you is going to lose every day. If you're chasing one team and they lose two or three and you win two or three, then you're gaining ground. It's like playing two games against somebody else. But the Cardinals, unless they collapse with their pitching, they would be hard to catch. The Reds have finally come back to where they should have been. Nobody thought they'd ever be in first place, and they stayed up there a while. I think everybody over the winter thought it would be the Astros and the Cubs, and then the Cardinals caught fire with their bats and got some. And who would have ever bet that Carpenter would have the year he's having as a pitcher for the Cardinals? And Milwaukee, they're playing better. We can attest to that. They play tough against us anyway, even when they have bad years for whatever reason. So you're going to have to do something a lot different in the second half than you've done for the last month. This ball club in the first 6 weeks of the season looked like the class of the division. But when four or five people in your lineup absolutely don't produce, and I don't just mean batting average. Batting average, I think, is a little overrated. But I think where you really rate it is when guys drive in runs and do it in game situations. And our club has not done that now since Memorial Day.
Well, Milo, the team has taken steps to try to get a little more offensive output. Picking up Beltran is obviously something that could be huge for them down the stretch. But like you said, you have to wonder if maybe you've dug a hole from which you cannot escape. And with that thought in mind, how much longer does this team have before things start changing, players get shipped off, heads start rolling?
Oh, I don't even think that's in the picture. I just don't think you... Why would you go ahead and get a Beltran if you thought it was over?
Well, you don't think it's over when you get him, but, I mean, does there come a point in this season where there's nothing more the Astros can do and they have to go in a different direction, maybe with some of the older players, the Bagwell, the Biggio?
Well, go with them, you mean get rid of them?
Or move them, do something.
You can't trade either one of them. Can't trade either one of them because of no-trade contracts and contracts that are so big that nobody would swallow them. You are stuck with Biggio and Bagwell till death do us part. That's another ceremony, but it also applies to this. And the thing that you have to do is wait for Pettit to come back and make 10 straight starts, something he has not done. You got to remember, we played a half a season, and he's missed two-thirds of the first half.
Right.
And, Redding has been a disappointment. I think we thought he would step in there and do a nice job. He did in May, but you can't have 1 month out of three be a good one. Now, what are you going to do with Roger Clemens, who pitches so well? He's got 10 wins. He could have 13, and you wouldn't even have to look it up to find out why. We kicked two games away for him. He pitched well enough the other day in Chicago. Would he give up a run in seven innings, and we don't win it for him?
Right.
I mean, it's almost like it was when we got the big unit for a half a season. The players, it's all you can't prove it, but it's almost like, well, now, if we get a run, that's all he's going to need. Well, that isn't the way it works. If you get somebody down, you've got to pound lumps on them. You can't keep putting up singles and runs. You've got to put up some crooked numbers once in a while. Like the other day when we didn't win the game in Chicago for Clemens, they tied it with a home run by Barrett to 2-2. Well, it shouldn't even have been a 2-1 game at the time. It should have been like 5-1 with the people you left on base in the first three or four innings. It's right now, the biggest thing wrong with this ball club is you have put the pitching staff in a corner, and you have put them behind the eight ball almost every time they go out to pitch because you don't score runs. How many times have you heard our club this year have runners at bases loaded or even runners second and third, none or one out, and you don't score anybody? Situational hitting is the secret to success. It's the difference between winning series after series two out of three or losing series after series two out of three. When you win two out of three, you gain ground on everybody. When you lose two out of three, you keep going in the wrong direction. Our pitching, if I had to say, is our pitching great? Probably not. Is it good enough? Yes. Why isn't it winning? Because the hitters aren't hitting. And you can, I mean, I don't think anybody thought that Richard Hidalgo would go from player of the month in April to a guy you had to trade because he couldn't play for you anymore. I don't think anybody thought that Lance Berkman would be player of the month and then lose 50 points on his batting average in the last 3 weeks. And Bagwell, one RBI since what? And remember, we had one stretch there. For the only two runs batted in that you had from Bagwell in a stretch of about a month were with the bases loaded. A walk.
Milo Hamilton, the voice of the Astros, on with us here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. All right, I've got to ask you about interleague play. And first of all, do you like it? And if so, how could baseball juice this thing up a little bit? How could they even make things better than they are now?
Well, I have never been a proponent of interleague play because it only helps a few teams at the gate. And the unfairness of it is that you play a club in interleague play that's hot, and some of these clubs only play each other three times and at the most six. If you play and you play them back-to-back, in other words, like we are doing with the Rangers last weekend and this weekend,
right.
We have cut the Rangers when they're hot, and we haven't been hot. Okay, so we lose two series to them. We don't ever have a chance the rest of the year to equal that. We never see them again. That's the unfairness of Little League.
Although some may call this Little League sometimes, oh, Milo, with the way things are. Yeah.
But you see where I'm going. See, that's the reason you play 162 games,
sure.
Because the winner is decided by how you play against everybody. And the other thing about it is, some of the teams that are playing each other don't mean anything. Okay, Yankees, Mets, Astros, Rangers, Dodgers, Angels. But some of those other matchups they've had don't mean... In other words, they're searching for a matchup.
Yeah, Rockies and Tigers last night. You know,
yeah.
What was the compelling... So I think the problem is, yeah, they want these matchups. Well, all right, let me ask you this then. What if baseball was to do this, as opposed to just, you know, all these matchups, is just do every year, not call it interleague play, but have the Yankees and Mets play a series every year, or the Rangers and Astros play a series every year, but not have all these other teams play. See what I'm saying?
And that's putting a Band-Aid on a 19-inch gash. I mean,
that's probably why I'm not commissioner, Milo. But
if you're really going to solve it, you've got to get in a room and make some heads roll. I mean, some owners that you think are telling you what to do, and say, look, if we're going to make this game better, we're going to divide the country into three geographic areas. and you're going to have three divisions or three leagues, whatever you want to call them. Why is that important? Well, if for no other reason, the cost of fuel oil to fly these airplanes. Twice we're going to make four-hour flights on the same trip. Go from Seattle to Milwaukee one trip, and San Francisco to Milwaukee on another. And we're going to go to Arizona for 2 days, a two-day trip. Why wouldn't you play Arizona when you played Colorado or somebody on the West Coast? These astronomical fuel costs and travel costs just blow your mind. I know we spend nearly $1 million on airplanes. I mean, that could buy you a couple of pretty good pictures. But here's the thing about it. They all want these things to go on like it never happened. Well, if you don't solve it now, you should have done it at the end of the last century. Then you'd have gone into the 2000s with a whole new thing to work on. And geographic, in other words, there is absolutely no reason for the New York Yankees to go to California and play the Angels. If you had geographic, you could solve all that. Then you have a situation at the end, one winner plays another and so on and so forth, just like you do in division play now. But to solve the question, you can't keep doing little piddly things that when you look at them on one side of a legal pattern and say, well, what did we do wrong here? The wrongs outdo the rights.
Yeah, good point.
If you're going to make a blockbuster, make it.
Milo, unfortunately, I don't think it's going to happen in your lifetime or mine.
Well, it might happen in yours, but I'm going to be 77 next month. So.
Well, you know what? We love your work, and I tell you, I know you particularly don't enjoy the interleague play, but we enjoyed having you here in the Arlington area last week. And
I don't have anything against going to Arlington.
No,
they're coming here. It's
right.
Just the philosophy that I don't.
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. Hey, we appreciate it. Enjoy it, and maybe with good things working out, we might have an all Texas World Series.
What was that you said about in your lifetime?
I said, maybe we'll just leave it at that.
It was a rhetorical question.
As always, we appreciate it. Thanks so much for giving us a couple minutes of your time.
All right. Glad to do it.
Thank you. The great Milo Hamilton, voice of the Astros.
That was interesting. You know, I listen to a lot of Astros games. I have a little boy who lives in Houston. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Jack. So I have to listen to Milo quite a bit.
And he is greatness.
He is greatness. But, you know, there are times where he has slightly more pointed opinions about what the Astros might or need to do than he gave us today.
Yeah, but you know what? I think it's we caught him at 10:30 in the morning. I think give him a couple cups of coffee, maybe Milo... You know, he might be a little bit more wound up.
Or maybe five innings of lousy hitting, and then he's a little more opinionated, too.
He's right, though. He's dead on with that Astros team. And, you know, I thought you made a good point. And the one thing we didn't get into was Jimmy Williams. You know, there comes a certain time when, you know, I think the honeymoon's over with him, and I think it's over.
I don't think Jimmy Williams.
Especially when you got Bob Brenly sitting out there, who I think got the royal screw job in Arizona. I don't care who you are coaching. I mean, that team is just, that's awful. You got Randy Johnson and that's it.
Anybody who says management does not make a difference isn't paying attention. Look at how much differently the Rangers play under Buck Showalter than they did under his predecessor.
Sure.
Than they did even under Johnny Oates. You have to have a strong presence in a clubhouse, particularly where it's a clubhouse loaded with star talent like the Astros have. You got to have somebody pushing those guys. And I don't get the feeling, I've never gotten the feeling that Jimmy Williams is doing that.
10:50 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. He's Kelly Milligan, of course, one of those members of Dream Job. And did very, very well. He's hanging out with us here today on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I'm Tommy Daniels. Coming up next is the Shaq to Dallas dead. And we'll talk about that next here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hi, this is Norm Hipskin. Thursday, July 8th, it's a Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket D1 party at Lone Star Park in Grand Prairie. Let's take a look at the field. First up, it's that $13.10 admission, the key to the whole race. What I'm going to do is box that P1 Party Night 1310 admission with a free buffet, free drink, free program, free Lone Star Park ticket t-shirt. I'm going to put it all over my handicapping seminar with tips and a track pack that'll get you into Lone Star for your next visit. You can't lose this race. It's a lock. My only one of the night, by the way. So call 972-263-PONY and pony up for the last P1 party at the park this season at...
Hello, How do Norit's tankless water heaters work?
Norit's water heaters work on demand. They only heat water when necessary. When a hot water fixture is open or hot water is required by an appliance, the heater will sense the demand and heat water accordingly.
What's the difference between a storage tank water heater and a tankless water heater?
Tank water heaters store and heat water at all times, thus incurring higher operating costs, whereas tankless water heaters only heat water as needed. In addition, tank heaters have a limited supply of hot water, while tankless heaters provide an unlimited supply of hot water.
How much money can be saved if a Noritz tankless water heater is used in place of a storage tank?
The California Energy Commission estimates that a water heater uses approximately 25% of all energy consumed by any household. Using a Noritz tankless water heater will allow a home to use up to 50% less energy for water heating, which can cost up to hundreds of dollars per year. Now that you know the facts, log on to NoritzAmerica.com for info on how you can own your own Noritz. That's N-O-R-I-T-Z America.com. Noritz, always hot.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you're hit by a salesperson promoting whatever they have in stock, then the sales manager, then the finance department, and along the way, everyone wants a piece of the deal that really wasn't such a great deal to begin with. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH. Socket to bacteria and algae.
Every day with your choice of Hidden Valley dressings. New fresh taste salads at Sonic. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
Thomas Ford and McKinney is blowing the doors off during our Summer Savings Day celebration, giving you free tires for life. Take that short drive up Central Expressway to Bob Thomas Ford and McKinney, where we'll make both mom and dad.
People do crazy stuff. They turn up driving a car they've reported stolen. They claim the same repair on the same car two or three times over. Keep a neck brace in the glove box.
Dominic Bianco investigates fraud for the Allstate Insurance Company.
But it's the big timers you really develop a hunger for. Clinics that claim millions for phony medical treatment. Auto theft rings that export stolen cars on cargo ships. They're the kind of cases where the paper chase takes years of meticulous work.
Last year, Dominic's unit uncovered an estimated $300 million in insurance fraud.
We sued one clinic for $15 million. Keeping a lid on fraud helps us keep a lid on what you pay for insurance.
Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And wherever good people are keeping an eye on things.
Or look for the Colleen Marie Playboy Playmate display wherever beer is sold. The Ticket. Ticket, ticket.
Lone Star Series will continue tonight in Houston between the Texas Rangers and the Astros. The ticker brought to you by CarMax and Dart. A couple of guys making their first starts of the year, Ricardo Rodriguez for Texas, Jeremy Griffiths for Houston. Rangers trying to avoid their third straight loss for the first time in over 2 weeks. The judge in Kobe Bryant's sexual assault case urged the Colorado Supreme Court to back up his order, barring the media from publishing details from a closed-door hearing. judge citing the Kobe's right to a fair trial as well as privacy concerns for his accuser. And third round action going on at the PGA's Western Open in Illinois today. Mark Hensby, 2-under through 8 today. He is in first place at minus 7 for the tournament. John Rollins, 4-under through 12 today, tied with Steve Lowry at minus 6. As for Tiger Woods, he's finally putting together a pretty good round, 5-under through 13 today. He sits at minus 4. Our next ticket ticker at 11:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Ty Walker reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Ticket Weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, reminding you that the only way it's okay for you to drink one of those fruity chick drinks is if you're on a tropical beach and it's delivered to you by a topless supermodel and it's free.
10:56 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Tommy,
I don't even
Daniels.
Know if it's all right then.
You know, that's Kelly Milligan, by the way, just in case you're wondering. Mr. Dream Job. How are you, Kelly?
I'm fine. My ego has recovered from the crushing humiliation of being cut in front of 1.5 million Americans.
Hey, dude, the fact that you were there, I'm so impressed. Every one of us in this room right here, there's just you and I, are so impressed at what you did. That's awesome, man. The fact that you even made the first cut is unbelievable.
The fact that I got to hang out with Maggie Haskins of Brown University was pretty awesome, too.
Who? Who?
That was the one of the four finalists. That was the girl that was left at the end.
Does Linda Cohn really have 12 toes?
You know, I didn't get to meet Linda Cohn, and the one time that I actually saw her, I believe she was wearing pumps, so I really could not do a toe count.
It's 10:57 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Kelly and I hanging out till noon today. The Rand is the weekend off. All right, a little NBA talk here in Shaq to Dallas. Now, a week ago, everything was pointing to Shaquille O'Neal becoming a Dallas Maverick. It was just a matter of time.
And people were engraving trophies and planning parades. It was just getting positively nauseating.
Well, guess
here.
What? The Dallas City Council can go back to sleep.
They can go back to fighting over where to put the new Cowboys Stadium because there ain't going to be no parade.
All right, now how did this thing go from Shaq to Dallas to now we're sitting there talking about this morning in our little prep meeting, the possibility of this team maybe not even making the playoffs this year?
I've synthesized everything that we talked about, and I think it starts with a bad public relations play by Mavericks owner Mark Cuban.
Bad in what way?
Bad in that his comments about how the only untouchable player was Dirk Nowitzki alienated a point guard named Steve Nash, who decided to take his bad haircut and his dippy politics to Phoenix.
Let me ask you this. Do you think if, and I heard you say this earlier, if the Mavericks, and Cuban in particular, would have come out and said that no player on this team is untouchable?
I think that's the better move. You accomplish the same thing. If you don't want to trade Dirk, you don't have to trade Dirk.
Sure.
But you don't have to announce to the whole world that Dirk is your baby, Dirk is your top priority.
And let's be honest. I mean, a lot of the talk over the last, you know, 2-3 weeks has been, you know, let's package a deal with Steve Nash. Let's say Steve Nash doesn't want to go to L.A. And there's a pretty good chance maybe he didn't want to go to L.A. He's got a house in Phoenix. It makes too much sense, because I personally think if none of that's brought up in the first place, Nash maybe stays here simply because he likes it here. But no, if you're Nash now, if you stay, you probably lose your little buddy anyway because Dirk's probably traded. So there's, you know, even though he wants to play with Dirk, there's no guarantees that Dirk would be here if he stayed anyway.
Well, I think the deal is this. I think Cuban was trying to set up a situation whereby he kept Dirk here, packaged Nash, maybe Antoine Walker, and somebody else for a deal with the Lakers. But all along, he seemed to be making the assumption that Nash was going to choose to stay here given the opportunity. But then you go draft a point guard in the fifth pick or the sixth pick of the draft,
mm-hmm.
the most NBA-ready point guard in the draft. Then you make comments that basically imply that Nash is on the block if anyone wants him. And, yeah, you've got a house in Phoenix. If you're Steve Nash, what reason do you have to stick around, particularly when you've got Jerry Colangelo waving $65 million under your nose?
Okay, the only way possible for the Mavericks now to get Shaquille O'Neal, and it all seems to be dead, is if they put a package together, including Dirk Nowitzki.
You're going to have to gut what's left of the team in order to bring in Shaq.
Gut in the fact you probably have to give up Antoine Walker, which would be no problem.
I'd be fine with that.
Dirk Nowitzki, and maybe we'll just say Josh Howard for grin.
So you bring in Shaq, and you've got Shaq sitting in a starting lineup with...
And that may not even be enough.
Yeah, it won't be enough at this point, given the way the rest of the Western Conference is building, and we need to get to that in a minute. But look at the lineup that we've got here if you bring in Shaq for that kind of a package. You got Shaq, you got Finley, you got Marquise Daniels.
Christian Laettner.
Oh, thank you.
Jerry Stackhouse. And Nara, Okay, see, here's the whole point. If you get rid of Dirk, who scores for this team?
Well, it's not Finley. Finley's getting old, he's inconsistent, and under pressure, he chokes like Mama Cass.
What if, and I'm just going to throw this what if out here, if you make the deal for Dirk, and let me ask you this, is this team better off keeping Nowitzki, Walker, Finley, and what they have now, as opposed to dealing for Shaq and basically having Shaq and Finley and really gutting your team because you also lose Josh Howard and maybe you have to give up your rookie point guard too.
Yeah, I think we're better off sticking with what we've got, trying to patch in maybe another big man. Find a way to bring in a Blount or an Eric Dampier. At least you've got somebody who can kind of hang with Shaq in the paint wherever he goes. But what you do is you preserve the core of this team that runs this bizarre no-defense Nelly ball offense. I don't really like that style of play. I would rather see a decent low post game. But the thing about Nelly's style of basketball is on any given night or any given series, he can get lucky and take out a team that's better than he has. He wasn't able to do it this year. But if he brings in Shaq, he's got several pieces and a lot of empty spaces to fill up without the players to do it. If he sticks with what he's got, brings in a big man, and quits trying to make the media splash by bringing in Shaq, then maybe we've got a chance for this team to be competitive.
Yeah, but didn't they have to do that? I mean, didn't they have to? I mean, the criticism of this team has been for the last 20 years. They didn't have a big man. They had to be competitive in that Shaq sweepstakes, didn't they?
Well,
it's just unfortunate that, see, the big problem was, if this wasn't a contract year for Steve Nash, it would have been a lot better. But the unfortunate thing for the Mavericks, all this came down on a contract year for Steve Nash. Because I think, personally, if Steve Nash is still here, they probably are able to get that deal done.
You can swing the deal without killing the team because
right.
You're able to keep Dirk here. You dump enough cap room in getting rid of Antoine Walker that you can maybe bring in somebody else who brings
in
more
direction. And you decide Derek Fisher as your point guard. You know, although I don't know if you'd have enough cap room at that point to do that. Just depends on where he wants to play, but he and Shaq are pretty tight.
Yeah, you've got options if Nash is here to be dealt. But now that Nash is gone, we don't have any of those options.
Yeah,
and it's amazing what a difference one player makes, but it's so.
Yeah, because you can't trade Finley. So basically the players that you've got that you can deal are Dirk, Walker, Josh Howard, Christian Laettner, because somebody would take on his contract simply because they're going to lose that next year. So those are your players, but what I don't think this team is in a position now, Kelly, where after losing Nash, I don't think this team is in a position where they can even think about dealing Dirk.
No. I think what you've got to do now is retrench, find an adequate big man, and see if the presence of somebody in the paint who's at least a little bigger than Danny Fortson and a little more of an actual ball player than Sean Bradley gives you a chance to play Nelly ball with a twist and maybe win.
It's 11:04 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Kelly Milligan, Tommy Daniels. All right, what is the next move for the Dallas Mavericks? Where do they go now? We'll talk about that next here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
This is The Ticket. KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman Denison. KTDK, Sanger.
Through the wreckage that is the Mavericks roster on Ticket Sports Saturday. I'm Rich Phillips, and Kevin Scott and I will be with you today from noon to 6. We'll get the Phoenix perspective on the signing of Steve Nash and try to figure out what's in the future for the Mavericks now. Rangers shortstop Michael Young will join us in advance of their 6 o'clock start in Houston. We'll talk auto racing with NASCAR driver Kenny Wallace at 12:30. And don't forget your chance to sound off with Tell Those Idiots at 5.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you soon find out it was never a deal at all. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks,
and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH. Socket to bacteria and algae.
People do crazy stuff. They turn up driving a car they reported stolen. They claim the same repair on the same car two or three times over. Keep a neck brace in the glove box.
Dominic Bianco investigates fraud for the Allstate Insurance Company.
But it's the big timers you really develop a hunger for. Clinics that claim millions for phony medical treatment. Auto theft rings that export stolen cars on cargo ships. They're the kind of cases where the paper chase takes years of meticulous work.
Last year, Dominic's unit uncovered an estimated $300 million in insurance fraud.
We sued one clinic for $15 million. Keeping a lid on fraud helps us keep a lid on what you pay for insurance.
Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And wherever good people are keeping an eye on things.
I dedicate my new fragrance, Freedom, to the young men and women of today. One scent for him, one for her.
I remember when I was a kid. School was out, the whole neighborhood would be out playing hide and seek, and it would be late. I don't think I ever felt so free. Friday, 5 o'clock. Turn off the computer, the pager, and the cell phone. I'm free.
Freedom was dumping my pathetic boyfriend.
Freedom for me, falling in love.
Saturday night, Times Square, there's like people from 100 different countries hanging out, partying. That's freedom.
Freedom's the beach, man.
Finally getting the kids to bed.
Hitting the road on my bike.
Freedom's my state of mind.
Tommy Hilfiger, Freedom. For her, for him. A new sound and fragrance.
Call 866-766-7489.
About the quality of your next used car or truck. Our expert appraisers can show you the kinds of things they look for when they determine the value of a car. Of course, they look for things like normal wear and tear, but they also look for quality issues that aren't so easy to see. Take frame damage, for example. When a car has been in a major accident with frame damage, the repair shop will often stretch the frame back into position. CarMax guarantees that we will not sell any car with frame damage. See store for details. In Fort Worth, Arlington, Garland, Irving, and Plano. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Dallas, Fort Worth, Ticket. Ticket, ticket!
Later today, down in Houston, it will be the Texas Rangers playing Game 2 of their three-game set with the Astros. The ticker brought to you by Centennial Liquor Stores and the Slalom Shop. Texas will send Ricardo Rodriguez to the mound for his first start of the season. Houston goes with rookie Jeremy Griffith. Yesterday here on the ticket, Buck Showalter told Norm Hitchkiss why he is going with Rodriguez.
We've got a predominantly right-handed lineup in Houston. I don't like the idea of having Ricardo sit around for 7 or 8 days from a start. He's had 3 days off after throwing 50 pitches, which is about perfect.
Rangers have lost four of their last six. 13th seed Russian Maria Sharapova upset top seed and two-time defending champ Serena Williams in straight sets today to win the Wimbledon women's singles crown. The 17-year-old becoming the second youngest Wimbledon champion in the Open era. And officials with the BCS reportedly still considering proposals to change their system for picking the teams that go to a college football championship game. One proposal would apparently make the media and coaches poll account for 80% of the formula that determines the team. Our next ticket, ticker at 11:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Ty Walker reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Ticket Weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's the best. Red Radio Bowling Brick Fairs Tournament, brought to you by Sonic Drive-In, July 14th at Showplace Lanes in Euler. Get your sign-up form online now at theticket.com.
11:22 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Duran has the weekend off. It's Kelly Milligan of Dream Job fame.
America cut Kelly Milligan. Peace, dog, you out.
Oh, that's a good Stuart Scott. Did he whip your ace?
Actually, yeah, a little.
Did he?
Not as bad as Tony Kornheiser, but that's another matter.
All right, who was the biggest jack that you met over there at Bristol?
Who's I didn't actually go to Bristol. Came to New York, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we got to meet all of them.
But who was the biggest jerk that you met of the crew there at We Would Know?
Mark Shapiro.
Really?
The head of programming at ESPN.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not a nice guy?
Well, I guess it depends. It's all relative. I mean, if you want to compare him to people like Mussolini, I'm sure he's probably not a bad fella.
What about Kornheiser?
I really don't know. I think a lot of what Tony was doing on the show was for show.
Mm-hmm.
He's a curmudgeon. I don't think he's necessarily malevolent. And I'm told from Zach and a few of the other guys that he actually had a lot of nice things to say about me off the air.
Very good.
Who knows?
Oh, it's Kelly Milligan. He's from Plano, and he's, of course, of Dream Job fame, and he's hanging out with us here from 10 to noon here on Sports Radio.
All right.
Thank you. With him here from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310.
Drop in my honor. I'm loving that.
I love it. Let's talk a little NBA, and let's start with the Mavericks and where they go from here, because it looks now like we touched on a moment ago. And by the way, we'll mix in your phone calls, too, on what you think this Maverick team, where they headed in the next couple months, and is there still a possibility of landing a player, a bigger name player, not Shaq, but maybe somebody that can make this team better? Because as we've talked about right now, with the Western Conference getting better, and
it is.
And you take a look at what Houston has done, and they would have to be, to me, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but the Rockets are now a better team than the Mavericks. And people would have laughed you off the planet saying that last year, because people still thought this team had a chance to win a title.
The Rockets probably are missing one piece, but they're looking into filling that slot by signing Derek Fisher.
Yeah.
They bring him in, and all of a sudden that team becomes frightening.
San Antonio is a better team.
And there's a possibility, as we talked about, that they bring in Kobe. I don't think it happens, but it's possible.
Minnesota's a better team.
Sprewell exercised the option. He's sticking around for another year. They're not losing anybody, really.
Memphis, I would say, is a better team.
Debatable. I don't think they're going to surprise anybody this year. They aren't really making any moves to add anybody.
New Orleans coming to the Western
Absolutely.
Conference?
Absolutely. There's an East Conference team that does not play ugly East Conference-style ball. That's a team that can come right into the West and play, and it's one more card in the deck that the Mavericks have to think about.
Sacramento, still a better team than the Mavericks?
Yeah, I mean, they may be a worse team this coming season than they were last year, but that's still enough to put them above the Mavericks in the grand scheme of things.
Well, they probably don't re-sign Lottie, and so maybe they can go out and add another piece that helps that team.
Yeah, and if they do, essentially what they're doing is taking one more big man out of the pool that the Mavericks are no longer able to get. If they sign a Blount or a Dampier, then there's the big guy the Mavericks could possibly use, and they don't have him.
And the Nuggets are talking about signing both Clipper free agents, Miles and McGetty.
Yeah, and you look at the Nuggets, that's a young team with a lot of interesting pieces. They're going to be better even if they add nobody, because they have a year under their belt of playing together. Bring in that guard tandem from the Clippers, or even one of the two of them, that team is infinitely better than they were coming into the start of last season.
So where does this team has gone, Kelly, from a team that I believe 2 years ago, as I was sitting in San Antonio at the Western Conference Finals, and I honestly believe that team right there would have rolled through New Jersey, just like San Antonio did in the East, that the Mavericks were a championship team, close to a championship team a couple of years ago. Darn close. And this is even with a banged-up Dirk Nowitzki in that playoff series with the Spurs. They've gone from a team that was pretty darn good to a team that took a major step back this year to a team now that may fall out of the top eight in the West.
The key is to avoid desperation. This team could still be a force, a threat, a factor in the Western Conference, even as good as everyone around them is getting. But they're not going to do it by blowing up everything just to bring in a big name like Shaquille O'Neal. I guess it depends on what you're after. If you want to find a new reason for people here in Dallas to come out to the arena and watch the team, yeah, bringing Shaq into town is going to put fannies in the seats, but it's not going to make the team better because of what you have to give up to get him here. And in the meantime, when you look at everything else being done by Phoenix, for example, and, you know, you look at the talent that's already in places like Minnesota, Houston, it doesn't make sense.
Not to mention the fact, you know, how many seasons now have we gone through where Shaq has played a full season?
I can't think of any.
See, now, I guess you could say the same thing about Dirk, because he's had his battles as well with the ankle, but still, you know, Shaquille's older. You know, the toe's not going to get any better. He's got bad feet. And I think that's a concern, especially now with this team basically looking at what you would have to give up to get a player like that. The team is in a position now, this Maverick team, where they have to look elsewhere. They have to look for, you know, they're not going to get a free agent center. They had a chance. They had a chance to go after Rasheed Wallace. They weren't interested.
Biggest mistake they made.
Not
taking advantage of the opportunity to go after Rasheed in the middle of the season when he was out there.
I agree. And I was one that said, you've got to go after that player. Because you know what? The knock was, well, why do you want to bring a bad attitude, bad, you know, locker room guy to this team of good guys?
I'll tell you why. Because the dude can rebound. We brought in a bad attitude in the trade with Washington, and we're not going to get near the upside out of Stackhouse that we would have gotten from Rasheed.
I know. So you lose that opportunity, and he's more than likely he's going to resign in Detroit. You would assume. I can't imagine him. He loved playing for Larry Brown. They won a championship last year. I can't imagine why you would want to. Now, somebody brings up the name Kenyon Martin. You know, maybe some interest, Dallas guy. But then again, you can't have Kenyon Martin and Dirk here at the same time. It won't work.
No. He doesn't have dimension. He pretty much means you're going to have to negate Dirk. You're right about that. And it does not solve the problem of a big, mean presence in the paint, which is the one thing this team has always lacked.
See, that's why, to me, it makes no sense, especially if you're going to play Nelly Ball another year. And we assume that that's the way it's going to be, that Nelly will be here, and at least that's the way they'll start the season. That's why the whole Antoine Jameson deal, now take Devin Harris out of the mix. I understand that now the point guard of the future becomes major important. But the Antoine Jameson deal with Washington, are you telling me, could you not have gotten that deal done with Antoine Walker? Or was it the fact that they were holding Antoine Walker back, thinking they could use Antoine Walker as leverage with the Lakers if they're making that deal with L.A., telling the Lakers, hey, look, you know, this is a contract that you'll be able to get rid of next year. So they held that back, thinking that they had this deal probably done with L.A., knowing that Shaq wants to come here. So then you go ahead and you make the deal with Washington for Jameson, which now turns out to me to be just a deal that's killer for this team. Because basically you get back a rookie point guard who, okay, we assume he's going to be able to play, but you get back two spare parts in Jerry Stackhouse and Christian Laettner, guys who you wouldn't figure are going to, you know, fit into your plans at all this year.
Definitely not over the long term.
And you lose a guy who could have been a starter here and was the best sixth man in the NBA last year.
Well, and there you hit on the reason why you cannot make this deal for Walker. You deal Walker to the Wizards, and the Wizards essentially are getting nothing for everything they're giving.
Yeah, but they get all that cap room next year.
They get all that cap room, and in the meantime, they've got a guy who's going to take 40 shots a game and maybe hit five of them.
They're not going to win anyway.
No, they're not. But Jameson at least gives them something to start, something they can build around. Walker doesn't give them that.
I'm not so sure that you want to build your program around Antoine Jameson.
Well, not literally. He's not Michael Jordan.
Antoine Jameson is a nice fit, and I think he would have been a nice fit here. See, I think this team would have been better off if you make the commitment and say you're going to keep Dirk, and you forget about the Shaq deal. Isn't this team better off if you take a look? Because then you might be able to keep Steve Nash in this case if you've got Jameson and Dirk. You know, in Nash, in Finley. And then you go out and sign a free agent center like a Mark Blount.
Oh.
Just throwing his name out there because he's better than anything you have right now. He's sure better than putting Antoine Walker in the post.
Better than Danny Fortson, better than Sean Bradley. Yeah, all of this is true. But then we get to the other point you make. The Mavericks don't want to make that trade because all the while they're assuming Steve Nash stays in the fold. And after they've swung this deal for the rookie point guard, then they can go package Antoine Walker and ship him to L.A., who's more interested in the cap room, and make that part of a package with Nash and possibly one other player. And then they can bring Shaq in and they don't have to gut the whole team.
But where does Walker go now? Because I think the one thing you were counting on was being able to use him in a package in L.A., but now if that deal's dead, you know, where's Walker going to go?
I don't think he goes anywhere. Nelly likes him. So if you can't get value for him, however you want to define value, and you're Nelly, I think you just go ahead and leave him here.
This team is just so, it's so hard to figure out right now. And I know that it's maybe it's not fair to look because we know the team may still have another deal or two out there. We don't know what's going to happen. But if you take a look at this team, and I thought this was pretty interesting. Eddie Sefko had this in the morning news today. Whom to start? This could be the Mavericks starting lineup next year. You tell me what you think about this. Dirk Nowitzki and Michael Finley at the forwards.
All right.
Marquise Daniels and Devin Harris in the backcourt.
You are not sold on Marquise Daniels.
No, I'm not. Because a half a season, $38 million, he might turn out to be a nice player. I want to see what the guy can do when he's the man and he's the starter. Marquise Daniels and Devin Harris as your backcourt. With Christian Laettner as your starting center.
That's pathetic.
That's a pretty bad starting lineup. Does that starting lineup there do anything for anybody?
Well, it makes my colon clench, is what it does for me.
That could be the way it stands right now, what you're looking at, if this team stays pat. Because, you know, you've got Nahara that's still in the mix. I like Eddie Nahara. I think Eddie Nahara is a nice player. He's a nice bench player for this team. I'd rather see him in the starting lineup. You know, at least Nahara will use his body and bang a little bit. He's more of a defensive presence than Christian Laettner is.
Well, and the energy that he brings to the floor is contagious.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Christian Laettner have that kind of impact on any team since entering the NBA.
Laettner would be a nice bench player for this team.
Yeah.
If you're using him as a backup for Dirk, a guy who's going to play 10 minutes a game, yeah.
He's the
right guy, but he can't play 25 minutes anymore. He can't even get up and down the court like he could at one point.
No, every player the Mavericks have in the middle is a nice bench player. Bradley's good for that kind of thing. Leitner's good for that kind of thing. I'm assuming Fortson may be good for that kind of thing because we never see him start, but it's the same kind of thing. We don't have a frontline center, and that is ultimately why this team is going to have problems. Trading for Shaq gives them a frontline center and takes away everything else. So where do they go?
I know Norm's been really sold on this whole Dampier possibility, and I think the Lakers are also maybe sold on that possibility as well. But here's the thing. Do you have enough left in your army to package together to go out and get a player like that? And I'm not talking about mixing Dirk in this package, but with what you've got left, do you have enough to offer to Golden State to get Dampier here in Dallas? Because personally, if you're trading Dirk Nowitzki to get Dampier, I think you're defeating the purpose. Unless it's in a package deal somewhere with another team and you're bringing another player back. But I don't see anything that the Mavericks have to offer here right now that would be enticing enough to Golden State, especially because the Lakers are supposedly interested in Dampier as well. If they are, they've got the best package of anybody to offer. They've got the big man. See what I'm saying?
Absolutely. The bottom line is the Mavericks are now really not in a position to be a big player in the free agent market or to trade for people. I think they need to stick with what they've got, try to make it stronger or better, and see if they can win with it.
It's 11:25 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It's going to be a very, very interesting offseason for this team. It's already been crazy as it is. Talk of Mike Krzyzewski going to the Lakers. Talk of Shaquille O'Neal possibly going to the Clippers. Maybe Dallas might still be in the mix. Who knows? But at this point right now, it's looking like things are not going so well for your Dallas Mavericks. And the guy who covers the Mavericks and is in the know, good buddies with Mark Cuban, it's our friend from Fox 4, Max Morgan. He'll join us coming up next, and we'll talk about where the Mavericks head now on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket Ticker, sports news and information.
Steve Nash reportedly going back to his first NBA team.
The Ticket Ticker.
Every 20 minutes.
Steve Nash is gone. The point guard agreeing to a 5-year deal worth more than $60 million with the Suns.
The Ticket Ticker. 10:30 and 50 past the hour.
And it's for keeping their other guard as they've apparently come to terms with Marquise Daniels for the mid-level exception of about 5 million.
Absolutes when it comes to teenagers. They'll break curfew. They'll wreck your cars. They'll wear clothes you don't approve of, hang out with friends you don't like, and absolutely, positively, unequivocally run you out of hot water every time they shower. Nord's tankless water heaters to the rescue. It's really quite simple. Nord's tankless water heaters provide hot water for as long as needed. That's right. Nord's tankless water heaters never quit producing hot water. And they're much more energy efficient than typical water heaters, producing savings up to 50% per month in gas water heating bills. Here's another bonus. The typical hot water heater lasts about 10 years. The Nord's tankless water heater, well over 20 years. So go ahead. Do a load of laundry, start the dishwasher, let your teenager take a 40-minute shower. You'll always have hot water with your Nord's. For more, click the link below. Nordsamerica.com. NORITZAmerica.com. So if you have a teenager, you understand. You need a Nord's.
NorthAmerica.com. North's always hot.
Corona losses.
Hi, Dave Workman here, President and CEO of Ultimate Electronics. Not only is the 4th of July a great weekend because it's our country's birthday, but it's also one heck of a weekend for sports and just hanging out. For instance, the Tour de France begins this weekend, and with it, possible history in the making. Not only will I be seated up in front of my TV, I'll probably be doing the, how do you say, Tour de Barbecue myself. So to make the most of your weekend, why not keep the entertainment going no matter where you are? Our enormous selection of HDTV and outdoor sound systems will let you experience total home entertainment. And what could be better than having a huge selection and the pros to install it? How about store-wide savings during our 4th of July sale, of course?
This Sunday and Monday only, get a 42-inch HDTV monitor for $998.95. That's a huge HDTV for less than $1,000. And while you're at it, why not finance it since we're offering 1 year no interest?
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you're hit by a salesperson promoting whatever they have in stock, then the sales manager, then the finance department. And along the way, everyone wants a piece of the deal that really wasn't such a great deal to begin with. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH. Socket to bacteria and algae.
People do crazy stuff. They turn up driving a car they've reported stolen. They claim the same repair on the same car two or three times over. Keep a neck brace in the glove box.
Dominic Bianco investigates fraud for the Allstate Insurance Company.
But it's the big timers you really develop a hunger for. Clinics that claim millions for phony medical treatment. Auto theft rings that export stolen cars on cargo ships. They're the kind of cases where the paper chase takes years of meticulous work.
Last year, Dominic's unit uncovered an estimated $300 million in insurance fraud.
We sued one clinic for $15 million. Keeping a lid on fraud helps us keep a lid on what you pay for insurance.
Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And wherever good people are keeping an eye on things.
Beyond the call.
Must mention the 1550 promise to get the offer.
Chicken, jumbo, popcorn, chicken, or Santa Fe.
I dedicate my new fragrance, Freedom, to the young men and women of today. One scent for him, one for her.
I remember when I was a kid. School was out, the whole neighborhood would be out playing hide and seek, and it would be late. I don't think I ever felt so free. It's Friday, 5 o'clock. Turn off the computer, the pager, and the cell phone. I'm free.
Freedom of dumping my pathetic boyfriend.
Freedom from me falling in love.
Saturday night, Times Square, there's like people from 100 different countries hanging out, partying. That's freedom.
Freedom's the beach, man.
Finally getting the kids to bed.
Hitting the road on my bike.
Freedom's my state of mind.
Tommy Hilfiger's freedom. For her, for him.
a new sound and fragrance. Live responsibly and help prevent underage drinking. A message from Miller Lite and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. This is The Ticket. Ticket, ticket.
Texas Rangers and Houston Astros continue the fight for that coveted silver boot. Later today at Minute Maid Park, Texas still has a half-game lead in the American League West, but they have dropped four of their last six contests, including last night's loss in Houston. Ricardo Rodriguez steps into the Rangers' rotation for the first time today. He is 1-0 on the year with a 2.45 ERA. A day after they lost Steve Nash, the Dallas Mavericks were able to secure a couple of pieces for next season. Restricted free agent Marquise Daniels agreeing to a six-year deal worth around $38 million, and a top draft pick Devin Harris signing a contract for at least $7 million over the next 3 years. Atlanta Thrashers forward Danny Heatley could be indicted in connection with last September's car crash that killed his teammate Dan Snyder. The Fulton County District Attorney's Office has reportedly informed the Snyder family that they are seeking an indictment against Heatley. That is the Ticket Ticker. It's a service of Albertsons. Stop by Albertsons today and save on Blue Ribbon brand whole boneless ribeye, cut and wrap free. Just $4.99 a pound. Savings good through July 5th. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. Our next ticker at 11:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Ty Walker, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Ticket Weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Emmett's record runs, the Hail Mary, or Hanson trading pokes with Switzer on TV. Register your vote for the biggest moments in cowboy history at theticket.com. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
11:32 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Iran has the weekend off. They're having a little extended vacation, I guess. 4th of July weekend, why not? Be out, enjoy the outdoors, you know, a little barbecue, a little swimming, whatever you want to do, this is the weekend to do it.
Refrigerator shopping.
So, yes, exactly. Exactly what you're going to do. The voice of Kelly Milligan, of course, you know him from Dream Job, kind enough to give up a couple hours of his Saturday to come and hang with us here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Well, the compressor in the garage beer fridge has blown, so...
Dude, I like a guy who's got a beer fridge. You can come back again.
Cool.
Speaking of coming back again, we've had him on before. What a great guy. And Dream Job. Some might say this guy has the dream job out there. Welcome from Fox 4. It's our good friend Max Morgan. How are you, Max?
Hey, Tommy and Kelly. How are you? I'm doing fine.
Well, first of all, let's start with the week that was. What's your whole take on Mike Krzyzewski and is Shaq to Dallas? Is that dead?
Well, I'll tell you what. On Coach K, that's very interesting. You know, he's 57 years old. He's already won three national championships at Duke. So he's done it all on the collegiate level. Now, it's whether or not he wants to try and be successful at that next level, which is the cream of the crop, and that's being, of course, an NBA head coach and winning a championship there. You know, most people think that he's going to stay at Duke, but I don't think so. I think he's going to take that Lakers job because otherwise you wouldn't have that press conference the other day that Duke University had with their athletic director. You don't go around having press conferences and saying, we're holding this press conference just to let you know that it's serious discussions. I think he's going to take the job. Now, should he do it? I don't know. That's up to him.
Max, you know, the one thing, and by the way, we're visiting with Max Morgan from Fox 4 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, and I talked about this earlier, Kelly and I talked about it. Do you think that maybe Coach K is in a position now where he's like, okay, this is my last opportunity to make money? You know, he's not going to see that kind of money in college basketball. He makes a pretty healthy living now, but the chance to go out and get $40 million from the Lakers, do you think that's more of it? And do you think there's any part of him at all that's maybe saying, you know, I've been one of the greatest college coaches, you know, over the last 10 years. Do I want to take that risk?
I think that it is. I think that's in all college coaches and pro coaches. I think that they are so involved into their work, and it's such a challenge that they want to try and do it. That's why they've been so successful. Larry Brown has done it with the Detroit Pistons just recently. You know, he won the national championship at Kansas. Turns around, wins it now for the Detroit Pistons. And then there have been other coaches that have failed. Rick Pitino, remember? You know, Rick Pitino was, hey, great at Kentucky. He went to the pro ranks, and it didn't work out like he wanted it. So, but I just think that Coach K, and I don't know him personally, but I just think that at 57 years old, you're still kind of a young man. And I would think that he would welcome that challenge. I hope he does it because it would be good for basketball. But if he stays, of course, at Duke, then that's good too. But I hope he does it.
Well, Max, let's take it local. Let's get back to the other of those two questions we put to you at the top of the segment. Is Shaq to Dallas dead?
No. No, it's not dead.
How can it happen?
They're going to have to do some things. I remember talking to Mark Cuban last weekend, and he was quite candid. He was like, okay, yeah, no, we have an interest in Shaq. We've called the Lakers. We've talked to him. We want him, and they do want him. They really do. Now, whether or not they can get him, it remains to be seen, because I think with the Steve Nash thing, and you guys chime in on this as well, but it's almost like Steve Nash was only a free agent for like 2 weeks, and he jumped on this Phoenix thing. And it's almost like he could feel what was happening. You just don't trade up like the Mavericks did to get the number 5 pick overall in the draft, and then you pick a point guard. So it's almost like, hey, they're not going to keep me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to trade me. They're trying to package me into a deal with L.A., and he beat them to the punch by going to Phoenix.
Yeah. So, Max, if you won't trade Dirk, and we are hearing repeatedly that he's untouchable, mm-hmm. and you don't have Nash to trade, what else can you possibly package that would be enough to interest the Lakers and leave this team with anything that would allow them to be competitive in an improving Western Conference?
Well, you can give them Antoine Walker. And I like Antoine. There are a lot of people who don't here. Antoine Walker, then maybe you, even though you just signed Devin Harris yesterday, and I don't know how that works in terms of, you know, that's a sign and trade type thing. You got Devin Harris. You've got the 7'5 kid, 19-year-old from Russia, that I understand that the Lakers like a lot. You package him. And then you throw in the $3 million that Mark Cuban doesn't mind throwing in, and then just maybe you can get Shaq here for that.
Yeah, but Max, I understand. But see, the whole thing is, when you're talking about Shaq, that's the whole thing. You know, the Lakers have got, you know, they've become a successful franchise because they've been smart over the years in making moves. And I'll tell you what, is Devin Harris might turn out to be a great point guard, and I like Antoine Walker. But all that we're talking about there, when you're talking about maybe arguably the greatest player to ever play the game, boy, if I'm the Lakers, that's not enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just my personal opinion on that. But the only way I make a deal with the Mavericks or any team is if I get a star in return. Because even though you might get Kobe back, there's no guarantees you're getting Kobe back.
Right.
And could you imagine what, you know, what happened? You're talking about earthquakes in Los Angeles, and God forbid.
Right.
But if they don't get Kobe back, and then they end up dealing Shaq, and they don't have star power out there on the court, then you're talking about a real, real uproar. That as much as I would like to think, and I think we all wanted to see what it would be like to have Dirk and Shaq play together on the same court, because I thought that'd be pretty special.
Right.
I just don't think the Mavericks have enough now with Steve Nash out of the picture to get that done.
Well, and I think, Tommy, you're probably right in right now. You know, I'm sure there's a game plan now going on with Mark Cuban and higher-ups, and that's what I'm saying. Now it's a situation, well, do you have enough? And that's what I was saying. I think Steve Nash beat them to the punch. So now you have to go to plan B and see if you have enough to get a Shaq. If you don't have enough to get a Shaq, Eric Dampier is out there. He's 6'11", 265 pounds. He's a true center. And he averaged 12 points, 12 rebounds. You know, if you'd had Eric Dampier last year with this Mavericks team, they probably would have won the world championship. So he's available. So if you can't get Shaq now, he's the next best thing in terms of a center. Now, if you're going to deal off Devin Harris, this guy at point guard, then you've got Derek Fisher, who's now a free agent for the Lakers. Can you get Derek and Shaq, friends, teammates, Lakers in here? I mean, there's a lot to be said what's going to happen here over the next few weeks.
Well, and that leads to another question I had. Let's say that we make the deal that you posited a few moments ago, namely packaging Devin Harris as part of the trade to bring in Shaq.
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't have a point guard. Derek Fisher's out there, but there's talk that he may be signing with the Rockets. If you can't bring in Fisher and you trade Harris, what does this team do for a point guard?
Well, that's the thing. If you, and you say, and if you do trade Harris, first of all, even if you started Harris at point guard, and remember, he's out of Wisconsin, and he came in to Dallas after his junior year. Mm-hmm. So he's a young man.
Sure.
So then, do you go to Marquise Daniels, who they signed for 6 years at $38 million yesterday? He can play point and the two guard. He's more of a two guard instead of a true point guard, but he could play that position. And I know for a fact the Mavericks love Marquise Daniels. So he could be your point guard, but then again, that's a second-year guy. And this is a guy out of Auburn that was undrafted. So, you know, he had the super season last year. Now, can he continue to do that? So there's still a lot of questions in the air.
Max Morgan from Fox 4, our guest here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Of course, yeah, he's in the know. Good buddies with Mark Cuban. I think he's even let you ride in his, what, his limo from time to
time?
Yeah,
he was going to. He does let me do that. At least he offers it. Yeah, that's funny.
Max, as long as Mark is offering jobs to out-of-work reality TV losers, do you think you could put in a good word with him for me?
Yeah, sure will. You just tell me what you want me to say. I can't wait to see his show, The Benefactor, coming up this fall.
Hey, we talked about this earlier, and we took a look at all the teams in the West, Mark, or Max, and all the moving and shaking that's been going on. And you tell me what you think here. Because, where would you put the Mavericks in this group? You got San Antonio, Minnesota, Sacramento, the Lakers, you would still say would be above the Mavericks. The Rockets are definitely better. Memphis and Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, New Orleans is coming to the Western Conference. Where does this Mavericks team, if it stays as is, and it probably won't, but this is all we have to go on right now. If the Mavericks stay where they are right now, they don't make any more moves simply because maybe they can't.
Mm-hmm.
Where does this team fall in the West this year?
Well, I think I saw in the paper today you're talking about that same story where they had the Mavericks seventh now out of the top eight. Of course, the top eight make the playoffs, but I think they're higher than that, probably 4 or 5, somewhere along in that area. But and I think the Mavericks will make some changes. They're not going to stand pat on what has happened right now. They'll make some changes. And I think there's a plan that we don't know, Tommy and Kelly. Obviously, they're not going to tell us. But they have a game plan. And if Steve Nash kind of broke that up because he jumped so quickly to Phoenix, then you go to plan B. So they're not going to just sit still with this. Even though at the press conferences that we all attend, they say, yeah, you know what, if this team stands as it is, we're happy with this team. They are happy with it, but they're not totally happy with it. They still will tweak it, and they're going to try and do some things that I think just wait on down the road here,
okay,
and then we'll see what happens.
All right, what if you do this? What if you stand pat this year,
mm-hmm,
you hold on to Leitner's contract,
mm-hmm,
you hold on to Walker's contract, you open up both those next year, and you settle for what you've got this year, you let Devin Harris grow a little bit,
mm-hmm,
and then next year you go after Yao Ming.
Yeah, you could do that. Now, that's a chance. I mean, and don't think they're not courting Yao Ming because Dell Harris is the coach of the Chinese national team.
Right.
So don't think they're not being buddy-buddy with him because they know he'll be available this time next year. You could do that if you want to just kind of take your lumps this coming season. And even if you take your lumps, it's not like you're going to make the playoffs. The Mavericks will make the playoffs, even with the team they have now. More than likely. You still have Dirk Nowitzki. He's outstanding. You still have Michael Finley. He is outstanding. You've got some guys that can play. So, that's a nice little scenario. Could go for Yao.
Gut feeling. Okay, last and final question for you. Gut feeling. When this team opens up in October, is Dirk Nowitzki still here? And who's playing center for this basketball team?
Well, right now, if you had this current roster, then a little bit of Sean Bradley, a little bit of Christian Laettner.
So in other words, you're thinking that the deal with Shaq is not going to get done.
Well, no, I'm not thinking that. I think Mark Cuban wants Shaq in here. I really do. And it would surprise me if they don't get him. I think he will do what it takes to get Shaq, even though he says he doesn't want to trade Dirk. I think he wants Shaq real bad. And if not, if you go with Eric Dampier, I'm telling you, 6'11", 265, he is a quality center. Had they had Eric last year with a big three, they'd won the title.
Max, we appreciate it. We know you're in the know. You're always out there scouting around. You got your nose to the grindstone. So if you hear anything, will you let us know?
Yeah, I sure will.
All right, thanks a lot, Max. I always appreciate
Kelly,
it.
I appreciate you having me
Thank you. No problem.
Okay.
Good friend, and always willing to give us a couple minutes of his time. Max Morgan from Fox 4. And yes, Mark Cuban will let him borrow his limo whenever he wants.
Well, I've got my plan, Dave.
Yeah.
I think we just send an envelope of spores to Jerry Colangelo. He train wrecked the whole possibility of bringing in Shaq without wrecking the team.
You don't like, you're not a big fan of Colangelo? I think
not
there's
now.
Probably a few Arizona Diamondback fans that might agree with you. It's 11:46 here on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket, the voice you just heard there is Kelly Milligan, of course, of Dream Job, was outstanding in that, and now today he's given me a couple minutes, or a couple hours of his beer time, I guess, because he's going out to look for a brand new beer refrigerator when we leave here at noon. But coming up next, who is the hottest chick in sports going today, and what did she do that was so significant just a couple hours ago? It will also make it mix with Ticket Sports Saturday. Coming up next here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket says, if you can't hear a pin drop, then something is definitely wrong with your bowling. It's time for Bowling for Spares, Bad Radio's annual charity event for Wednesday's Child at Showplace Lanes in Euless, July 14th. A yearly cultural event meant to remind us how much we suck at bowling. To put your team together, log on to theticket.com. Locate the printable entry form, write your $25 check, and mail it in. Sign up today and bowl for spares, presented by Sonic Driving.
Hey, you, sitting there at the computer. Ever attempt to take a long, leisurely shower and run out of hot water just as you got all lathered up? Well, cold showers are a thing of the past with Norit's tankless water heaters. Norit's tankless water heaters never run out of hot water. They're easy to install, eco-friendly, and energy efficient, so you can save money. The Norit's tankless water heater can save up to 50% per month in gas water heating bills. Go to noritsamerica.com and check it out. The compact design allows installation virtually anywhere, indoor or out. And Norit's is the number one tankless water heater in the world. Don't wait till your next cold shower. Go right now to noritsamerica.com and check out the full line of tankless gas water heaters. Norit's Corporation is shaping the future of heating water in the United States, and they're committed to providing top-of-the-line products and services to their communities. It's a tankless job, but somebody's got to do it. Go to noritsamerica.com and no more cold showers, unless you need one. Norit's tankless gas water heaters.
I'm 35 between Mockingbird and Empire Central.
Come see me at Silver's.
A private club with memberships available.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Here we're at Lazy Larry's Liquor Store in Fort Worth off of Blue Mound Road, just 1 mile west of 820. Come out and get some great specials out here. They've been here for 20 years. Their mortgage paid off, and they've lowered their prices. You get some great specials out here. Stock up for the weekend. We're also giving away ticket T-shirts and tickets to see the Dallas Mavericks take on the Chinese national team. Once again, we're at Lazy Larry's Liquor Store off of Loop 820 in Fort Worth, just west of I-35, right next to Hank's Convenience Store. So come on out and see us. We'll be here from noon until 2.
Absolutely.
There are new cars. There are used cars. Then there are impeccably maintained, manufacturer-backed, hard-to-believe-they're-not-new-cars. Of course, we like to call them Lexus Certified Pre-Owned. Whatever you choose to call them, there's little doubt a certified pre-owned Lexus is as close to new car standards as you can get. Each vehicle undergoes a thorough inspection and reconditioning process, and then is given a Lexus-backed 3-year, 100,000 total vehicle mile warranty. From June 1st through August 2nd, qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR financing for terms up to 48 months on all certified pre-owned RX and ES vehicles, with each monthly payment of $21.65 per thousand borrowed on approved credit. Lexus Certified Pre-Owned, in the category, by itself. These remarkable finance programs and special lease offers are available only at your Dallas-Fort Worth area Lexus dealer.
Tier 1 customers only, 1.9% APR to qualified customers through Lexus Financial Services. No down payment if qualified, must take delivery by 8204. Not available in Hawaii. See a participating Lexus dealer for finance and limited warranty.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you soon find out it was never a deal at all. I'm Len Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
The people you call first.
432-2900.
The Ticket.
Ticket Ticker.
The Lone Star Series will continue later tonight in Houston between the Texas Rangers and the Astros. A couple of guys making their first starts of the year. Ricardo Rodriguez for the Rangers, Jeremy Griffiths for the Astros. Texas trying to avoid three straight losses for the first time in over 2 weeks. This game gets started at around 6 tonight. You can catch it on Fox Sports Net. In Illinois today, it's the third round of the PGA's Western Open. Mark Hensby is now your leader, 3-under through 10 today. He is at minus 8 for the tournament. Steve Lowry, 1-under through 10. He is at minus 7. And as for Tiger Woods, pretty good round today, 5-under through 17. He sits at minus 4, 4 shots off the pace. NASCAR running its second race of the year at Daytona International Speedway. This time it's under the lights tonight at the Pepsi 400. Jeff Gordon, who won last weekend's race at Sonoma, is on the pole. Our next Ticket Ticker at 1210, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Ty Walker, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Ticket Weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The only culture we have is bacteria.
It's 11:52 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Tommy Daniels alongside Kelly Milligan. Cal.
Hi-ho.
It's been fun, man. 2 hours in the books already.
It certainly has.
It's been good. It's, by the way, Kelly, of course, of Dream Job fame, did very, very well. We're all very proud of you. I'm speaking as a member of the elite crew here in the Metroplex.
Did I represent well?
He did. You did a hell of a job. And you were what? You were down to the final. You made
six.
It six. That's unbelievable.
And I got to meet Gene Simmons when I had to go on cold pizza the morning after they cut me.
Well, is that Kit Carson? Is she hot?
Kit Hoover. Carson is a dead military scout.
Oh, and also a former wrestler here in Dallas.
Ah, yes, okay. Yeah. Well, I'd probably not would be the answer. Kit Hoover?
Yeah, Kit Hoover.
It's not
Carson,
difficult to look at. And Kit liked me.
Is she short? She's short, right?
She's real short.
Real short.
Like 5 foot nothing.
Unlike Maria Sharapova.
That is so what women's tennis needed.
Let me tell you something. Are you a big fan, by the way?
Well, I used to be. Not so much lately.
No, I'm talking about Sharapova.
Oh, Sharapova? Yeah. How can you not be?
Now, is this like sacrilegious to root for a Russian in the finals?
It would have been unthinkable 20 years ago, but we're so over that Cold War, we're all going to lob nukes at each other ethic. We're all getting along and loving each other, and America wants to love Maria Sharapova.
See, now that we've lost the one and only Anna Kournikova, I'm assuming on the tennis tour.
Was she ever really there, though?
No, she's not dead, Jason. But I think she's moved on to other things. She wants to be an actress. She's got a book. She's got everything going now. She's doing the bra thing. She was up here with Dunham and Miller in the morning. So you need another little hottie. Now, you asked for it, you got it. 17, how many times do you think her website's been hit over the last week?
Or just today.
Just today.
After winning Wimbledon, the women's singles.
As we speak about it right now. Of course, if you didn't know, Maria Sharapova, not only did she show up and look hot today, but she won Wimbledon. She won. She knocked off Serena Williams.
6-1, 6-4. It wasn't close.
That's impressive. Because what was she, number 13, I think, overall? Was she a 13th seed?
Yeah, a year ago, this is a woman who basically won a lottery pick or something to get into the field at Wimbledon. I mean, she was that far down and low off the radar. Now, she is the women's singles champion.
So you think there's you think she's kind of going to be like the next Britney Spears, Anna Kournikova?
Not like Britney Spears.
Well, and I'll say this. She's not quite as hot as Kournikova. And I've heard some people say they don't think Kournikova is that pretty in the face. I think she.
I've heard blind people say that. I haven't heard anybody else say that.
You know what? I'm not going to throw them under the bus, but somebody that I know and a good friend who said that just the other day. I don't think she's all that.
Well, look,
Sharapova is hot.
See, I think I can speak with the voice of reason because I am married to a beautiful woman. I'm off the market and have no interest, so I can be more objective in judging.
She's listening, so you better say that.
Well, you're darn right. But I could be more objective in judging the remainder of the women that are out there. And to me, Maria Sharapova is the total package. You got to go back to Chris Evert to find a champion in the women's tennis ranks who was A, smoking hot, B, really good on the court, and C, remotely interested in men.
And you know another thing I like about her? She's cocky.
She's hateful.
She brings a little attitude to the table.
Oh, I love hearing her interviews. And she's only 17.
Get the winger out of here. God. She, you know what? Does anybody know when her birthday is? Let's hope it's soon. Because I guess I feel bad talking about a 17-year-old being hot. But hell, she's hot.
And
she's
okay in Arkansas. That's fine.
I understand, but we're in Texas, buddy.
Well, through the miracle of the internet, they could be.
It is legal, but is it right? You know, can I go to mass tomorrow morning, feeling good about myself if I spend an hour here today talking about
if
the hotness?
Go to confession, exactly.
Okay, thank you very much. By the way, Ticket Sports Saturday is coming up next. What did you think of your first couple hours here at the Ticket?
Well, I wouldn't call it a complete and unmitigated disaster, but I don't know that it's going to get me in line for any million-dollar contest.
No, I kind of
hit in the middle.
I thought you did very well.
We hit the fairway.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first time you and I have ever met, for that matter,
yeah.
Worked together. You know, we hung out for an hour, you know, or so in the little break room talking about what we were going to do today. But no, I thought it went pretty well.
And we are being joined by luminaries even as we speak.
This would be the one and only. Where? Rich Phillips of Ticket Sports Saturday fame, and of course the Ticker fame, and then the Ken Throwdown fame. But which do you claim?
Ticket Sports Saturday.
Ticket Sports Saturday today, the Throwdown hat is off. And of course, the K Scott, who's looking sharp. I like the hairdo, man. He's got a hair. K Scott,
he's thanking you off microphone.
He kind of got the, I'm trying to think, who's that that hockey player that wears the hair like that? He looks sharp.
Yarmir Yager?
No, not Yarmir Yager. Although he does have his hair short now.
Pavel Demetra?
When did you get the new do?
My hair's grown out, Tommy. That's what it is.
Oh, is that what it was?
Post-charity challenge hair.
Is it taking that long for it to grow?
Yeah, it's taking a long time.
I guess I just haven't seen you guys in a while.
I don't know why it's taking so long. Hey, what time did you guys have Nita Wiggins on? Because I missed that.
She was not on.
Oh, okay.
What are you talking about, Nita Wiggins?
I thought you guys had Nita Wiggins on.
No,
for
we
some
didn't.
Reason.
No, we didn't.
You had somebody from Fox 4?
Yeah, we had Max Morgan.
Oh, okay.
Max Morgan from Fox 4.
So that's the first person I thought of when I heard Fox 4. I thought, they're having Nita Wiggins on.
No, Nita wasn't on. It was our buddy Max. What's going on in Ticket Sports Saturday today?
Lots of big sports. We got 6 hours to cover.
Sports.
What, two stories, right?
Yeah. The
Rangers and the Mavericks.
Yeah.
We've beaten the Mavericks into the floor.
So we'll go with the Rangers for 6 hours. Mike Young's supposed to join us probably in the 4 o'clock hour.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That sound?
No, Michael Young.
Oh,
nobody knows who that is.
Okay.
For about
it's funny to us.
It is funny to us.
Maybe three other people out there listening are laughing. But no.
Well, I'm here for the duration with you boys doing Ticker.
Tommy, are you?
Yeah.
And you're working tomorrow too,
yes.
Right?
Are you doing Tickers and Ticket Sports Sunday tomorrow?
I think not. I think, luckily, I think Ty Walker will be in doing Tickers tomorrow morning from 8 to 11, so it's a little bit of a break.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Good job your first day, man.
Hey, thank you.
Very good job.
You know, I got to say, when
I
moved here...
You've been
here,
doing this for a while.
Well, you know, I have. It's just on a station that nobody listens to. I've had a football show on
KSKY.
People
listening to this one?
Well, probably more than I got on Kate Guy.
60, huh?
You bet. Your Southern Gospel Connection. I was the secular
man. Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. But you're already getting calls. We're not even off the air yet.
Oh, no.
Tell your bitches to quit calling, Tom. Come on, man. You are a pimp, man.
Hey, what can I say?
Pimp.
All right.
On the ticket, man.
So, sports.
We're done. All right.
All right.
Thanks to Milo Hamilton, voice of the Houston Astros. Thanks to Max Morgan from Fox 4 for popping in. And also, Kelly Milligan. Excellent job. First time I met the guy. I like the shirt. I think next time we'll come Hawaiian.
I think that sounds good. I want to thank everybody here. It's been a tremendous opportunity.
It's not like you're going to die, dude. I'm sure you'll be back.
Well, we hope.
All right. Ticket Sports Saturday is coming up next. You're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Bye.
Well, see you later.
This is The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is KTDK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman-Denison, and KTDK Zenger. You're listening to Ticket Sports Saturday, with all the scores and stories every 20 minutes on our ticket tickers at 10:30 and 50 past the hour. Big name guests and get up-to-the-second information on the biggest sports events of the day. Plus, our patented hot sports opinions from all the ticket hosts. Live from Dallas-Fort Worth, the best and the most coverage of our teams in our town. Ticket Sports Saturday, exclusively on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Ticket Sports Saturday.
It is 12:01, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon, I'm Rich Phillips.
Good afternoon, I'm Kevin Scott.
And it is Ticket Sports Saturday with you for six big hours today. We will be with you until 6 o'clock this afternoon. And, of course, it means at 5:30, it's Tell Those Idiots, Kevin. 214-523-CRAP. It's 523-2727.
Crap phone
is open.
Give it some love.
Okay?
Just do it right now.
And
do it right now.
If you feel the need to email us instead, ticketsportssaturday@theticket.com. That's where you would email us at. So be sure and let us know what you think if you hear us screw something up during the show today. Hey, feel free to let us know. 5:30, we'll check some email, listen to some voicemails on Tell Those Idiots today. But we have plenty of other stuff to do, including talk of the Mavericks and where they are going to be heading after, the surprise that we found out Thursday night, actually right near the end of your shift, I guess it was on Thursday, Kevin, about the Steve Nash signing. At least they do keep one around yesterday with the signing of Marquise Daniels to a six-year contract for $38 million. And then also they signed, they've agreed to terms with the number one draft pick, their fifth overall pick, Devin Harris. So two moves that certainly had to be done after the loss of Steve Nash, but now there's a lot of questions about what's in the future for them now, Kevin.
What is in the future for them now?
I don't know, but some big changes I think need to happen. I think the crumbling may be underway, though.
The good news is that obviously they will continue to get better as the season goes along. So